B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody! Happy Thanksgiving to all across the Delaware Valley, live from the incredible Reading Terminal Market. This is Cuz Radio with the Chunas, and we are here for our annual Day Before Thanksgiving show. As we want to get all the holiday cheer we can soak it up. Philly style, baby! Philly style! Before we begin the show, and I'm very excited. We're going to sample some of the great cuisine here at the market. We'll talk about everything about the Reading Terminal Market, all the incredible things, this iconic place that we love so much, that is so festive around the holidays. I got one thing to say. Play the song, Judith!
Play the Sixer song, Ray!
Play the song!
Once again, fourth quarter disappears.
My man.
I'm new.
Yeah, fourth quarter, Ben just, he evaporates. And the Sixers, without Embiid, Maxi, Harden, beat KD and the Creep. And Kyrie, two freaks. You gotta love it.
Dude, the minivan yesterday.
Nah, he was playing.
First off, he plays well. He's also getting in the grill of Durant all game.
Yeah, dude, here's the other thing. He lost that weight. He looks good.
He does look good.
He wasn't just a three-point shooter yesterday.
Right.
He actually put a good game, man.
Yeah, he drove to the rim a few times. It wasn't always pretty.
He passed the ball.
He did.
Like, he actually put a good game, man.
Yeah, the minivan looked good yesterday. D'Anthony Melton was fantastic. Tobias Harris.
Yeah, he showed up, Tobias.
You know, it was great. I saw a tweet yesterday. I think it was Shannon Sharp. And he said, we always criticize all these max players. Nobody really says anything about Tobias. Now, here in Philly, everybody does. I don't know what the narrative outside of Philadelphia
is
about.
Nobody criticizes Tobias.
I don't know what the narrative is nationally, if he's saying that, right?
Who said this?
Shannon Sharp. He does, you know, this
family
show.
Get the hell out of here.
But, dude,
I don't know anything about
the second half, Tobias
Shannon
Harris
Sharp
took over that game for him last night.
He did.
He was aggressive. He went to the rim.
Yeah.
He shot the ball well.
It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it was great to win. Listen, that was the first game, like, it was the Friday night against the Bucks was awesome.
Yes.
And Embiid put you on his back, the Embiid. And then last night, feels good. Like, it's starting to feel a little bit like basketball season now. We got a long way to go before you get everybody healthy and back and ready to rock and roll. But I think you saw some good things. I think you saw Melton, right? Melton, it's interesting. I was talking to my boy, the coach, Coach Paisan, right?
And, no, not Coach Camille.
Yes.
Okay.
And he said, it was interesting, we were talking about it. He goes, I would put Tobias on the bench. He goes, I always like your Maxi idea, but I would put Tobias on the bench. And, you know, I'd run a lot more of Melton. Because I do agree. I always said before about Tobias and Tucker don't go together. So that's something to think about. Anyway, and listen, Trez is fine, but I'll be honest with you. In the playoffs, when you shorten your rotation, I'm fine with Tucker PJ playing the five,
small ball five.
Minutes.
Yeah, and look, he's done it a lot in his career.
Yeah,
you know, Montrezl Harrell's a nice player.
I mean, but you can't play him in the playoffs.
It's a good piece to have during the regular season.
Yeah, but he's not a playoff guy,
right?
Because of the spacing and what he can't do. So, but whatever. That was a great, great win yesterday as we get to go into the holiday. Sports Philadelphia. We're here at the Reading Terminal Market. I love this place, Chunas. I love this show. We've been doing this show, I don't know, 8 years in a row or whatever. I love it. It's one of the great. It feels like Philadelphia.
Yes.
I can't explain to you the, like, how I feel. Like, it takes me back into time right? It like spans my entire life, right? And it just feels like Philadelphia. Like when I think, when I close my eyes and think about this city, it's comforting to me, right? Like I get comforted by Philadelphia and this city and what, you know, especially around the holidays. And when it's all dressed up, it's my favorite time. It's everybody's favorite time. And it just feels like the holidays. That's why I love it here. The hustle, the bustle, the lights. What's up, sweetheart? Happy Thanksgiving to you. And there is no law, radio laws today. We just have a party today. That's the rule.
Can't curse.
So, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
So one.
That's it, one.
Listen, I still got to be fidgety about something.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about it. I wouldn't come to mind. I have a natural dump button in my brain.
Yeah.
I, you know, that's why people go, when you go mother, father, don't you afraid you ever slip? I'm like, nah, I won't ever slip. I always.
Have you ever slipped?
Nope.
Never?
I've never dumped
that's
myself.
Impressive.
No, never. In the 22 years, never.
I had to once, but it was.
Did you dump yourself?
It wasn't out of anger.
Out of love.
No, I combined two words that ended up making a very, very bad curse word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
So I was like, whoops. Right. Dump that.
What's it rhyme with?
Bunt.
I was going to say Hunt.
Well, I may have been talking about Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoops.
I dumped that one. Listen, when those letters meld, that's a dangerous
thing. Well, when you're
thing.
Talking fast.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, this is great, man. We love being
Happy
here.
Happy holidays, Philadelphia.
And I'm like, hey, you just walk in here and you just smell all the food. Like, it's festive, man. It's holiday. What is it about the holidays? Why we love the holidays so much in Philadelphia is its revelry. Like, we love a party, right? We go back into it, and we love it. We love it. It's why we love sports, because sports is like a party, right? It's something that's entertainment that we love, right? So we love to work hard and play hard. We've always been. It's the history of this town. And so the holidays combine all of our loves, which is family gathering, which is sports. There he is! Which is sports, which is food, and you can't go wrong here. All right? The Reading Terminal Market, for nearly 130 years, Reading Terminal Market's been a tradition to countless Philadelphians during the holiday season. The market offers an incredible selection of locally sourced produce, meats, poultry, the freshest seafood, artisanal cheeses, spices, baked goods, you name it, and confections to create the perfect meal. If you're too busy to cook, an assortment of prepared entrees and side dishes you can have at your holiday menus. There's three ways to shop at Reading Terminal Market. You could come here, which I highly suggest.
Yes.
They'll deliver or they'll ship, right? That's what it works. Now, you know, you got some of the most iconic foods right here. You have nationwide shipping available from 14 merchants, including DeNick's, Bassett's, Termini Brothers, Fox and Son, famous 4th Street Cooking Company. I mean, it's just incredible, man. And I want you to save the date. In fact, we should be here, Junis, for this.
I'm in.
Because it's an iconic gala on February 25th, all right? An after-hours transformation of the market into a lively evening of entertainment, amazing food, all right? You can visualize every space transform into a unique and unforgettable atmosphere. Proceeds from this event allow Reading Terminal Market, a nonprofit organization, to fund its mission, pay maintenance costs, and make improvements that will benefit the future. Special price tickets are on sale now, so you can visit P, as in Paul, B-Ball Paul, four,
nice night,
the number
night.
Four, he did T M dot
as in
info.
Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, TM, Tyrese Maxey. So visit P4TM.info for the whole thing. And again, the magic of the holidays, they're going to have Santa's going to be here, Tunis.
Nice.
On December 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. during our show.
Oh, all right. So we should be here then, too.
You can take family photos and then a life-size snow globe. It's going to be awesome. The market's all going to be all dressed up. So we officially create the holidays right here. We kick off the holidays right here at Reading Terminal Market.
Yeah,
my brother.
Thanksgiving Eve, man. I love this show. I'm honored that you've had me along the way all these years.
You're my main.
I've been here. I think this is my fourth show with you here, something like that. And it's been special, man. It's been the lead up to my wedding. It's been obviously the lead up to Thanksgiving. It's been one of my favorite days of the year. It's my favorite show of the year by far every single year because we party afterward, but it's a party during the show too, all 4 hours. So happy to be here, man. I already enjoyed myself with some treats before the show.
Yeah, but
started.
That's a rookie mistake. After 4 years, you should know,
dude,
never to eat a full meal.
Oh no, I just had.
You know, our buddies at Barstool always talked about the one bite pizza.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't
bite.
A full meal. It was a bacon, egg, and cheese inside a pretzel, which was delicious.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was
is.
So good.
But you ate the whole thing?
Yeah, but you know me.
Right.
I could keep on going, dude. You challenged me. My first year here, you made me eat everything full.
Well, you better eat
and
everything.
And I did it.
Still. All right.
I'll
all right. Well,
to.
You make sure you're you know, again,
on,
I don't want you filling up before the show.
Listen, I'm still
didn't
my,
your mother
I'm,
tell you that?
I'm still in my prime.
Didn't your mother tell you that before dinner?
I'm still in my
you're
prime.
You're not supposed to eat before dinner. You don't
the
do
after
that.
Effects have been hitting harder than you know, when I was younger. But
go
during, I'm still in my prime, man.
All right. That's good to hear.
And I didn't eat last night, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Save room for today.
Hey, you know what? I went light, too.
And I've told you this before. As a person who studied competitive eating, because I did win a wing eating contest once in my life, you're supposed to
do
actually.
I know this?
Yeah. You're supposed to eat.
Wait, where did you win the competitive? Where did you win the?
It was at my high school. I was very proud of it.
What? They did like a mini wing bowl?
Yeah.
At
and I won.
Clearview?
Yeah, I was very proud of it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Swear to God. So you're supposed to actually eat a little bit before a competitive event. Because
you
if
don't
you don't,
yourself?
It'll shrink your stomach. So I already expanded
that's
the stomach a little bit. Yeah, it's good competitive eating knowledge.
That's
it.
Actually good knowledge.
Well, man.
That's pretty good.
So I'll be good for today. Don't you worry.
All right. Make sure because this is what the holidays are for, right? It's for
food.
You know, hanging out with your loved ones and it's all about treats.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's all treats. Cookies and desserts.
Yeah, it's when I go downhill.
The pie.
That's why I start the diet like 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's why you had January. That's where you go. You know, January is for... You know, you clean up.
Yes.
Right? You narrow down. That's when you go sparse. That's where you got to go Spartan,
yeah.
Actually.
That's a month and a half away.
That's January.
Let's
but
go.
Until January happens, it's, you know, gorge away, bro.
Just like the radio show today. No rules.
There's no rules right. whatsoever. There's no rules. I will talk about, I will tell you, I got a text from a friend of mine. I'm curious what you thought. By the way, big upset in the World Cup today. Japan
wow.
beats Germany.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
A couple of
Germany was up 1-0, and Japan came back to beat them 2-1.
Well, that's how it went.
The Japanese
Argentina
with a huge upset.
And Saudi Arabia, they were down 1-0, scored 2 straight, right?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Some
and
big
they had
upsets.
They had a goal. I was watching it this morning before I left, and they had a goal taken away.
Wow,
offsides,
really?
Germany did.
How about that?
That would have put them up 2-0. So that's a big one.
It's huge.
USA England on Friday.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, mate.
Go USA. You know, I'll be repping the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, you know, who knows?
That's why I'll be feeling blue afterward. You know,
it could be 1776 all over again, man. You never know.
Back to back World War champs, man.
I mean, you never know, man. The Yanks.
Good luck.
Yeah. The Yanks can pull off the upset.
Yeah, we need Aaron Judge. That's
you know,
all.
Tell Sam from England, yo, Sam, the Yanks are coming for you. Who knows? You know, whatever. It's going to be a fun week. We got the football going on tomorrow. And then, of course, it wraps up the weekend, wraps up Sunday night, Eagles-Packers.
What a way to end out this week.
Rodgers comes to town.
Coyote. Comes to town.
So, you know, it's funny because thinking about the game, because now we're at Wednesday and we can think about the game. Obviously, the Packers are, you know, not themselves and have issues, right? Now, I'm curious, though. Are they dangerous in your mind? Now,
no.
They beat the Cowboys right away. I can't even. Let me make the case just to kind of for grins. All right. They beat the Cowboys 2 weeks ago. All right, they were that defense that mauled Minnesota.
Yeah,
they were able to beat that defense. So, if they could do that, Watson has emerged as a go-to guy for Rodgers. He even had two touchdowns last week.
He did. Not the 130 yards or whatever he had.
Right.
But he came up big.
Two touchdowns. Are you not at all worried at all?
No, because that game.
You say lay it?
That game,
birds?
That game against the Titans ended any fear that I had. I thought if they strung together two back-to-back good weeks before they faced the Eagles, I'd have a little bit of concern, especially with how the Eagles have played the back-to-back weeks, right? They lose to the Commanders, and then they didn't look all that great against the Colts, but they pulled out the win. If the Packers looked good last week against Tennessee, I'd have a different feeling going into this game. But the fact that they laid that egg.
Yeah.
And by egg, look, if they pulled out a tight win 20-17, I go, look, short week, that's a tough spot, they get the win. But they laid an absolute egg where they weren't even in that ball game. And so I go, no fear going into this week.
No fear.
Extreme confidence.
You go, no fear whatsoever.
Haven't really had that much in the last couple of weeks, you know, after the couple of, you know, loss and the not so great week against the Colts. But I go into this game with extreme confidence. Rodgers is a mess right now. We talked about the open throws that he was missing again.
Yeah, he did miss a couple.
And it's not like the Eagles.
They got
Bradbury. They got Darius Slay. I'm expecting Maddox to be back this weekend. You have a new life on your defensive line. Okay. Well, you have new life on your defensive line with Sue, and you have Linval Joseph.
So I like that. I like that a lot.
It's not like they can just get torched via the run all game long.
All right.
And then I have two great corners that can slow down the Lizard, that can slow down Watson. I feel good.
I will say that his receivers blow.
Yes.
Like, the Lizard stinks.
He does.
He's
good when he's, like, the third option.
He's got frog hands.
When he's got Scantling and he's got Devontae Adams.
By the way, he can't catch.
No, he's a mess.
He's got frog hands.
Amphibian hands.
He does. He can't catch.
That's right. It stinks.
So, I don't. You know, listen, I'm happy you feel that way.
And the Packers defense, they ain't so bad.
No.
They're not so bad. Like, come
listen,
on. The Eagles offense.
The only thing that worries me is the Goddard effect.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really worries me.
All right, well, this
Sunday.
Is when I go, come on, Nick. Come on, Shane. This is when you come up with a game plan to try to make it work.
Don't listen to Charty,
that's
Nick.
Our man right there. He loves the Charty.
Don't listen to Charty, Nick. Nick.
Hey, Quez Watkins had a touchdown last week.
Less RPOs, Nick.
Yeah. Look, I went
down the field.
Look, line up A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in the slot. Have Quez out there every single snap.
Yeah, I want to see them attack.
Yeah.
I want to see them attack. Now, listen, I get, you know, against Indianapolis, maybe you're not trying to show as much. You're a little bit more vanilla. But let's go, though. You know, it's time to make a little bit of a statement.
Yeah, I think Sunday night's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. I really am. I'm a little nervous. I sense here's my feel. Like, I still feel good overall for the season.
Okay.
So I still feel strong, but I sense a little bit of a downturn before the uptick.
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty good with reading that team.
See, here's how I look at
right?
it.
Right? Like I told you last week was close. Remember I told you it was going to be close?
I think next week Tennessee is going to be tough, and it has nothing to do with Derrick Henry. It has everything to do with back-to-back division games the following week. With the Giants and the Cowboys. So I feel
good about the Giant game.
Okay. But it's the look-ahead spot. So Tennessee, they're looking ahead to the Giants, and then they drop one against the Titans, and we all start freaking out again.
Yeah, but it could be a little bit of a, you know, it's not just limited sometimes to just one, you know, win
weeks.
One, lose one.
I got you.
You could actually have a couple. So I'm just a little, keep your eye out. So I'm glad you feel confident. So I'm a little more.
I'm in a very festive spirit today.
I am too.
I can't say I'm scared about the birds when I'm festive.
Well, I don't mean scared. You know, I don't mean about scared. It's not about scared.
It's about scared.
You know, when I'm just sussing out the game. I'm just a little. I got a little angst going into it. My goal for the Eagles is to gear up for Christmas. Sweetheart, you killed this, sweetheart. Go Giants tomorrow.
Screw you, creepo.
How about that Cowboys?
Oh, another one.
What
get
is
him.
Happening?
Get him.
What is happening
get him.
Today?
Boo.
Shame.
Boo.
Shame.
He's a Cowboys
Shame.
Fan.
We're 20 minutes in the
Boo.
Show. We just got attacked by Dallas fans.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Dallas sucks.
You know what doesn't suck? Whatever was just placed in front of me.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what doesn't suck at all.
What do we this is Molly Malloy's. We love Molly Malloy's. That's right.
Dude.
And how about this? This is right up your alley,
Connors. Yeah, dude, I'm diving
Are
in.
You kidding me?
Thank God we got a break in a minute.
The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Scrambled eggs, Cooper Sharp,
dude.
Charred scallion aioli.
I love the aioli.
Bacon,
I'm a huge fan.
Homemade biscuit. And then they rock a little French toast action for you.
I'll crush that, too.
Vanilla cinnamon challah French toast. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Fruit, maple syrup, and then they come in strong last with the Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
Dude.
Spicy, crispy chicken, buttermilk dressing, pickles on a brioche bun.
See, if you're listening
That's
right
what,
now.
We will be at Molly Malloy's a little bit later on today.
Definitely. If you're listening right now, how do you not hear that and then, like, not come in?
You got it.
Like, you have to.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to crush all this during the commercial break.
Yes, you got it. You got it. All right. We got lots to do. We want you to come over, say hello, hang out with us. We love this place. It's the Reading Terminal Market, the iconic Reading Terminal Market. For the Thanksgiving holiday, all the stuff you got, all the food you want, bring it home, have your feast. Let's talk sports as we hang out here on the day before Thanksgiving 2022. Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to the Anthony Gargano Show, live from the Reading Terminal Market for the day before Thanksgiving broadcast on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, 10:30. What is it? Look, my man with the Phillies hat. Love it. Love it, man. And they beat Simmons last night, that creep. And he disappeared in the fourth quarter, right? Just disappeared. Just like steam from a hot cup of coffee that goes tepid. And all of a sudden, it's no steam, nothing. It just evaporates. He evaporates, as always. Simmons. Love it. Just seeing his face. How much did you talk about the ultimate hate the face?
Oh, yeah.
That's Ben.
Oh, by the way, if we're still hungry after today, which probably won't be, you can stop by the Chick-fil-A because he missed the two free throws.
Yes, bricking for chicken.
So the Nuggets. So thank you. Thanks, Ben Simmons. I appreciate it, man. Free food on Ben.
Bricking for chicken. That's right.
That's great.
You know what's funny? Just like him, right? He peaks early. He hits the two free throws, the first two.
Yep.
He hits them.
And you saw he had a smug smile.
Oh, yeah,
face.
He did.
Yeah.
And then he had to eat it.
Yep.
And just like him, empty numbers. As hollow as a chocolate Easter bunny.
And oh, by the way, dude, I was sick by that broadcast. They were eating up the Ben Simmons and sticking it to his old team.
Yeah.
First off, yo, guys, no Embiid or Maxi or Harden.
Right.
So settle down.
Yeah,
it's really not,
exactly.
It's really not that big.
No, I got to tell you, I hated it. I hated that broadcast.
Yeah, they just kept on, like, shoving it down our throats that Ben was
and
playing well.
And then they got shoved right up their key.
And then they got quiet.
Right.
Because they lost their talking
points. They got stuffed like a turkey right over there.
Yes.
You kidding me? You know what? And I had a deal. So I did... Before the game last night, I had to do NBA series, NBA.com, NBA series, and Eddie Johnson
okay,
is the host. And right away,
What did you do? You ran him out of town?
Oh, my God.
Just like, and he brought up McNabb. You know, Donovan's a friend of mine. I go, he's a loser, too. I was so incensed that he was actually trying to, what's your problem with Ben?
Yeah,
and I went on chapter. I start screaming at Eddie Johnson.
Good.
I said, dude, you don't know what you're talking about.
He deserves
I want to see you come here, and you should be ashamed. I go, dude, you of all people should be ashamed of yourself because the guy doesn't care about the game.
No, he doesn't care at all.
The guy doesn't like the game.
No, he likes the lifestyle that it brings. That's
he doesn't awesome. Appreciate the game. Cowboys stink, love. Cowboys stink. You got to get a better team. Come on, you're too sweet. You can't be a Cowboy fan. Your dad what?
My dad was before he died. Dad was a Cowboys fan.
Listen, I mean, I appreciate your father, but come on. We're in Philadelphia. You were in Philadelphia.
He was born in Texas. All right. Give him that.
I mean, you're breaking my heart. Like, I'm looking at you guys. I can't even get mad at you. All right? Happy Thanksgiving, babe. All right? All right. I'm still rooting against you. All right? We're Eagle people.
Fair is fair.
But God bless you, okay? We're 97.5 the Fanatic, sweetheart. All right? All right, we're Philadelphia. You got to remember, Philadelphia takes precedence, you know? All right, have a good holiday,
happy
guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
And go Birds.
My man with the Sixers, look at it. Look, what's up, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. My man. You want to get a pick?
Yeah.
Come on.
We got Charlie on the line, too.
We got my man?
Yeah.
All right. I got to wish him happy Thanksgiving.
Stay right with you, son.
Here he is. What's up, my man? We're going. There you go. We just did. Happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
Selfie on there. That's good.
Yeah. Where's my mouse?
There it is.
I got to get my main man up here because it's Thanksgiving.
By the way, I'm about to eat some more.
And I got to get my main man, a Skip. Happy Thanksgiving, what? Skip.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm wishing you a good Thanksgiving, man. I'm ready to eat. I can't miss no meals now. I don't want to lose no weight now.
Guess what? You're still a bull, too, man. You're still a bull. You still look like you can hit the bull 500 feet.
Yeah, hey, I would. I want to, but I don't think I better try.
Now, tell me about your day. What's Thanksgiving like at Charlie Manning? Are you guys hosting, you and Missy? Or are you going somewhere else?
Yes. We're going to be hosted. Our complete family won't be here for Thanksgiving, but we'll have it for Christmas. But we're going to have about probably 10, 12 people here. All of them, you know, like my grandkids and my daughters and her sons. And they got their wives, of course, and their husbands. Yeah.
Missy's
going to do more cooking this year than me. I'm going to make some linguine salad, and I'll make some cookies and
nice.
Things like that.
Really? You make the cookies, Charles?
Yeah,
really?
Of course.
What kind? What's your specialty?
What do you want? I can make chocolate chips are probably my best. I make oatmeal cookies, of course. I make,
love an oatmeal cookie. Know.
The chocolate chips are the greatest. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's the true cookie. There's only one real cookie, and that's the chocolate chip.
You don't go sugar?
Yeah.
No, chocolate chip greater than sugar cookie.
Yeah. I like brownies, too, of course. I always pick brownies.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. I didn't realize that you bake. That's fantastic. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I can fix biscuits of scratch, cornbread, whatever you want.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Your next show is Cooking with Charlie.
Really, with man? That's fantastic. Huh? Oh, my God. So what's your menu? Like, is it the turkey? Like, you do a ham, too, or just the turkey?
We'll do turkey. We do a honey-baked ham. I cannot tell you what all we're going to have because Missy starts cooking. She cooks all different stuff. And then her daughters, our two daughters come up here and they cook. And, you know, like before the day's over, we got a lot of stuff, really. I mean, we will always have a lot left over. I mean, we definitely going to have a lot of food.
That's awesome. What's your favorite side, Skip?
I like ham turkey. I like, stuffing. I like, you know, I like basically, you know, just like a Thanksgiving dinner, really. You know, just the basic
that's
stuff.
That's awesome. The cranberry, the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's it been like since the run? We had a blast, didn't we, Charlie? Wasn't that the greatest, that run?
Yeah, that was tremendous. You know what? From where we came from, once I got home, I realized, you know, like exactly how big it really was. You know, like I was getting to go to the games and watch them every night, doing the playoffs, of course, a special World Series and things like that. But when I stopped and realized, you know, like exactly how much we made up during the season, how far we came, and you like what we accomplished. Definitely, you know what? I look at it this way. You know, like two teams get there. We didn't win, but at the same time, we definitely created a lot of energy for the next few years in Philadelphia as far as playing baseball.
Yes.
And I feel that way. And I saw where they just signed Dave for a bigger, a longer contract.
Yeah.
That right there tells me that we're going to always be a competing team, really.
You know what? You nail it, too. I think it does. It bodes well. It felt like baseball was back for the first time since your run. Right? Since you left as manager, baseball didn't feel the same here. You know, things were going on. And then this year, it felt like all of a sudden the Phillies are back. Baseball's back. We're talking matchups. We're talking inside ball. It was awesome.
Yeah. I think once it was over, you know, like I got to see the reaction of everybody. I like the reaction of our owner, John Middleton, you know, like, I saw him go down the field there, and he talked to every one of the players, you know, like, and things like that. And I saw the interest that he had, and I've been around him now for the last couple years, and believe me, he's going to do everything possible for us to get back. He wants to win the World Series, but I think he also wants to win three or four. You know, like he wants to kind of be a dynasty, really.
Wow, I love hearing that, man. I love it. And I think you're right. I think John Middleton showed, like, he enjoyed himself, man. He wanted to win. He put all his money into it, right? He didn't skimp not a cent. He went all in, and I think I agree with you. I think they're going to be aggressive again, and, you know, they're going to be in the shortstop sweepstakes and, you know, go after Trey Turner. And all I can think about now is what's the lineup going to be, right? Like, with Trey, like Trey Turner on top of it, if they get him. That's what's fun about Hot Stove, Charles.
Right. Anthony, we got more options than people realize, too. I mean, we got with some of our young players that we played last year, and I've always said this, you know, like I like the way how they, Robbie Thompson and Dave, you know, like they set the tone and playing these guys, and also, you know, like they did not turn any of them loose to fail, and you know, like, and when we go to spring training this year, those young players should be really pumped up to play, really. And plus we got some more options. You know, like we got Big Hall, who left-hand hitter came up last year, and we got some guys that's already there, kind of what I call ripe to play in the big leagues. You know, like they're ready, and so you know, like our team, we're gonna have some depth, and we're gonna have. We will make some moves this winter, I feel like, but you know, we don't have to go out there and actually rebuild our whole team and system.
Yeah, I'm so with you on that, Charles. I'm so with you on that. I think you're exactly right. And in the other thing, when you look at this kind of where we're at in the whole thing, I think you're going to see some of the kids, like those two, you got a couple good young arms about to kind of make their appearance on the scene. And with Painter and Abel. And then the other thing that was a great story that came out yesterday in The Athletic was that Robbie really thought about retiring. He was going to retire this year. That was one. Yeah. Did you know about that, Skip?
Yeah, I knew about it. Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah, I knew about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, only time I knew about it. I said all year long that I'm happy for Robbie. You know, like, and I, you know, like, you know, I'm very happy for him because he put a lot of time in baseball, and you know, like, and now he seems like he's getting a reward for it, and that's good. That's, I mean, that's what makes baseball. When someone works through the minor leagues and they spend a lot of time there, and they're good, and people don't have to talk about them. They hardly ever talk about them, but they're good. And why they're good is because basically that they get to stay there a lot of years.
Yeah.
And they definitely earned their wings. And Bobby Thompson, he's one of those guys that definitely earned his way there. Really.
It's beautiful. What a great story. You get your shot and, you know, you go to the World Series, you get inked up. So now, you know, you got another couple years to extend. That's the beauty of life, right? Like, you know, we can all be down at times and frustrated with maybe career or, you know, finances or whatever. But you know what? The beauty of hope is it can turn, make a left turn and it could be great. And the next thing you know, you know, there's a new challenge, and God gives you something else, you know?
Right, yeah. I'll tell you something. You never know if you keep working. I think it, life will never let you know how close you are to being successful, and it can happen real quick, like especially in baseball.
I love it. Listen, I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I know all the people. One of the joys was talking to you every day, sharing the whole run with you. The fans just love you. You saw that reaction every time they showed you on the big board, the rousing applause that you got.
Yeah, Anthony, I cannot never tell anyone how much I love the fans in Philadelphia, and also too, I definitely feel their love, and it's hard to explain. Like I've always told you that too, and I'll tell you something. I'm a Philly man, when I go out of baseball, I'm going out of Philly.
Oh, I love it. I love it, man. We love you, buddy. You're the greatest.
Yeah, we love you too. Yeah.
Tell Missy I said thanks. Happy Thanksgiving and the whole clan. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Happy for everybody in Philly, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks, brother. Also, root against the Cowboys tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Okay. I will. Hey, Anthony, I will. Greg Landry's not there anymore.
You're an Eagle man now. So
I'm an Eagle. I've been an Eagle man ever since I met Andy Reid. So.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that. Yes.
He still loves you. I was talking to him recently, and we brought he brought you up. It's fantastic.
Yeah, oh, I want to tell you something. He's fantastic. But at the same time, I can really keep up with the Eagles. I like how they played the last couple minutes of the game the other night. Man, that was actually good. Really great.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, brother. God bless you. We love you. And we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for calling me, man.
All right, buddy. Here he is, the great Charlie Manuel.
It warms my heart hearing him, man.
Right? Like, you know, listen, it's holidays. It's Thanksgiving. It's, you know, it's all family love.
I love thinking about Charlie making cookies. That's awesome.
No, seriously, how great is it that Charlie Manuel makes chocolate chip cookies?
That's great. That's awesome. And he said, I could make anything from scratch. Biscuits. I'm sure he can make a good biscuit.
Yeah.
I believe that Charlie Manuel makes a good biscuit.
Are you kidding me?
By the way, did you try this popcorn?
Not yet.
Dude, there's you'll read it.
So
it's fantastic.
We are live, as you know, at the Reading Terminal Market. All of our friends have showed up again this year. It's great to see everybody. I love it. You know what I love? It's a whole family. Mom and dad, brother and sister, all dressed up for the holidays.
It's great.
Fantastic. So we like to highlight some of our great, incredible vendors here at Reading Terminal Market. And let's talk about Sparrows. Sparrows is all-natural, gluten-free market opening. They're right here at the Reading Terminal Market, and they got all kinds of good stuff. So how about this? This is the Philly popcorn.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous.
All right? The Philly pop. It's a blend, a little sweet, a little spicy, decadent, all-natural caramel corn, no corn syrup either, and then a cheesy cayenne kick, dude.
And you get the cayenne. It's nice.
Really?
Yeah, delicious.
Wow. Then they have a all natural cotton candy.
Yeah, I'm gonna about to try this as you talk about.
Let me hear it. Let me see. Let me hear it. This is an all natural cotton candy.
I never knew you could have all natural cotton candy.
It's called Coffee Fairy Floss.
Oh, dude, there's coffee.
Really?
Dude, you gotta try that. Yeah, I know you're not really the big sweets guy.
Yeah, but
you get the coffee taste. Oh, dude, this is awesome.
Damn.
That's great, man. There you go, Vito. Have some coffee.
That's ridiculous. It's coffee cotton candy.
Oh.
What? Are you kidding me?
That's really good, man.
That's a genius. Damn.
Wow. All right.
Then they got, fresh buttered popcorn.
Had that. Delicious.
Classic popcorn, freshly popped with grass-fed butter. Can't beat that. I don't know if the kids would like it. Because of the coffee flavor. That's tremendous.
I didn't like coffee as a kid, but I liked coffee-flavored stuff.
Mike Massimo loves the...
Because there's
actually, Anthony loves the coffee ice cream.
Yeah, there's sugar in it, so it's delicious.
Gluten-free pretzel. I can't believe this is gluten-free.
Yeah, that's a good touching that one.
That's a good pretzel.
I got to take a bite of it.
Yeah. Totally gluten-free Philly pretzel. And it tastes ridiculous. Tastes like every bit of a great pretzel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
right?
Cool. Yeah.
So this is Sparrow's all-natural, gluten-free market. Tremendous stuff. All right. We're going to come back, get all your calls. We got the vault coming up.
Yep.
610-632-0975. Here's the thing. Ben Simmons, happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Bonafest, my man. We got Ben Simmons
and happy Thanksgiving.
And the Cowboys, right there. We hate them both.
Yeah, how about it?
So this is a double hate.
But the first 30 minutes, we had three different people come by.
Well, I want to bring this up. I can't believe that in 30 minutes, three Cowboy fans walking. Now, all of a sudden, they come out. They are.
And they weren't together. These were three separate people.
If I told you that they're roaches, that is true. That's the greatest thing about those Cowboy fans. They only come out at certain times.
Creeps.
Like, seriously, it's to turn the lights on. And all of a sudden,
they win a couple games. They beat the Vikings.
It's like they turned the lights on because they beat Minnesota. You kidding me?
Oh, we even got a Cowboy calls, but all of a sudden we're here on site.
Yeah.
Bang, one after another.
Oh, I hate them. How about them Cowboys? Shut up.
Yeah, I heard that.
You stink.
Oh, God.
I can't believe I'm going big blue tomorrow all day. I'm rooting Giants.
Yeah, you know I hate the Giants, but after...
See?
Seeing these
hate the Cowboys more than the Giants, dude.
The team. The team I hate the Giants more. The fans I hate the Cowboys.
Who are you rooting for tomorrow?
Go blue.
Okay. That speaks for yourself.
Oh, it's better for the division. Better for the Eagles.
Dude, you hate the Cowboys. Just admit you hate the Cowboys more than you hate the Giants.
Screw that, Jeremy Shockey.
You know you hate the... You know
Amani,
you hate the
Cowboys. Amani Tuber. Tiki Barber.
You hate the... Listen... I know you hate the Cowboys.
All seven fingers of Jason Pierre-Paul.
Just hate the Cowboys, please. You can always hate the Giants, but hate the Cowboys more.
Okay.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 a.m. live from the Reading Terminal Market. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis. What a day, man. We love it. We get to see all of our friends. We just saw Miss Penny.
Oh, she's incredible.
Who is such a sweetheart, who created Hands Across the Nation. She's one of the directors. She helps with missing children. They run grief support. They're just beautiful people. Penny's the founder of it. And I just want to give out the number because you never know. They don't accept financial donations.
Right.
They accept only volunteers, and they provide love and caring. They help with missing children. They run grief support. I mean, she's such a beautiful woman. Her name is Penny, And again, it's Hands Across the Nation. Her number is 267-633-5132. 267-633-5132.
Yeah, it's
and
beautiful.
That's what the holidays are about. Listen, we love our revelry and food and sports and everything else. But remember to love each other and those people less fortunate to help out. And, I mean, I just think that's such an important aspect of the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. To just never forget and try to help everyone,
yeah,
man.
I mean, she's an angel for doing all that.
Right? I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. All right. We want to hear from you guys what your Thanksgiving plans are. I always love the tradition. You know, we talk about I joke about the cowboy hate, which I'm serious, you know, that's for real, for real. But it was a tradition every year to watch the game and root against them.
Right, of course.
Like, that's part of it. It's so funny because they play every Thanksgiving. Whoever they were playing, I rooted, like, since I was a little boy, rooted with venom against them.
Yep.
I mean, incredible venom.
As you should have.
Well, you learn that later.
Right.
But, you know, as the time's going on, I hate every time. When they won, I was miserable. All right. Time now, Tunis, to open the vault. What do we got?
Oh, it's going
to
be a fun one today.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
All right, so I want to get some music out of the way first before we get into sports, because a very historic Eagles game took place today.
Oh, my God. You had that?
But before we get to that, let's go back to 1993. Snoop Dogg released his first ever album. Doggy Style was released today in 1993. So let's play a little Gin and Juice. Ray. Come on, man.
With so much drama in the air, it's kind of hard being Snoop Dogg.
So happy anniversary to Snoop.
Somehow, some way.
Snoop releasing his first ever album. Every
single day. We gotta let it roll up. Kick a little something for the G's and make a few hits as I bring this. This is always my favorite.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I can see you bobbing your head. I got some freaks in the living room. Get on it's a six in the morning.
So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and I still do it. So turn off the lights and close the door. Hi, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, my man. Look at that. Go Bird!
Go Bird! All right, so there you go. Snoop Dogg released his first ever album today in 1993.
Fantastic.
But in 1989, Anthony, the Bounty Bowl took place today.
Yeah, that's after my own heart.
So, of course, we have a lot to get to via the Bounty Bowl in today's vault. We have more than just the Bounty Bowl, but let's start off.
Bounty Bowl is my favorite. That was the greatest.
Let's go with the...
You wonder why people love Buddy Rhines, because...
Well, I get it, yeah. Let's go with the produced intro of one Pat Summerall.
Oh, the festive holiday season warms many a heart. Except those who keep a cold eye fixed on the upcoming playoffs. For Philadelphia, the road to glory has been paved with lumps. But the damage has been controlled by the presence of a begrudging defense that has kept the Eagles on the doorstep of a postseason berth. Last week, that door was opened a bit wider. But now, lying in wait are the young and improved Cowboys, whose holidays have already been spoiled, and who now hope to do some spoiling of their own.
So there's your intro to
Pat Summerall. That is fabulous.
In the first quarter, things obviously got dicey. A 3rd and 13. Aikman gets rushed, and then we had a little fight breakout. Oh,
that's not bad.
3rd and 13. It's tough to make run. Flag again on the play. Aikman is thrown down in the end zone. And a fracas breaks out. Rip Hager was the man who hit him. With flags all over the place.
Rip Hager.
That's going to be... Bishop Queensberry here instead of Gene Bart. They need a cage to put those guys in, a cage match. They forgot it's Thanksgiving.
That's why Madden was the best.
Well, hey, he loved every second of it. He didn't care. Yeah, exactly. He was great. And then, of course, this is one of the bigger moments from the Bounty Bowl. Third quarter, the Cowboys kicking off. And, of course, one of the bounties, allegedly, was on that Luis Zendejas. And they found a way to hit him, even though it wasn't necessary.
Along the fixture here now, plays on special teams. Zendejas is down.
I think he got knocked out. He's going to the wrong sideline. He's groggy.
Well, he was with the Eagles, you know.
I know it, but he's either going over there because he doesn't know where he is, or he's going over there to argue with someone.
I think he sees a galaxy or something.
No. He's hurt.
Yeah, he's down.
Yep. So after the game, of course, Jimmy Johnson was asked about it, and he was asked whether or not there was indeed a bounty on some of the players. Here's how, what he had to say.
I mean, having bounty on opposing players is not the way it's supposed to be done. We were told last night by a coach, and it's confirmed by two different players. There's a $200 bounty on Luis Zendejas, a $500 bounty on Troy Aikman. That takes away from the integrity of the game. And I would have said something to Buddy, but he wouldn't stand on the field long enough. He put his big fat rear end into the dressing room.
All right, so listen, I know that Buddy Ryan is a fan favorite. Now, you were young, but you got to fill me in a little bit. Like, what was the reaction to Jimmy Johnson saying that there was a bounty? Like, what was it like?
Oh, we loved it.
I know, but like...
No, but seriously, like, first of all, that happened all the time in the NFL.
Right.
He, and listen, you know, he acted all, you
high
know,
mighty.
Outraged and shocked when he probably did the same stuff.
I'm sure.
Like, you know, guys used to do that all the time. That was, ask Baldy about that stuff. He played in the league during those right. days where, you know, everybody would put $100 bills or coaches would go, oh, listen, da da da. It happened in New Orleans. You remember the whole thing.
And that bounty gate.
Right. Like, that was real. There's Oscar. I'm going to get Oscar. Right? Look at my man, Coach. Look at Coach Lynam. Oh, I love it.
So good to see him.
He knows about bounties.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll ask him about it.
How about it, buddy?
Oh, it's so good to see him.
Oh, he looks great. Look at Coach Lynam. We love him. That face. That's a Philadelphia face.
So that was Jimmy Johnson after the game. Now, let me say this. Before Jimmy Johnson spoke, we had a historic moment also in that game. Speaking of Madden, Reggie Brown was awarded the first ever turkey ball.
The turkey leg.
The name changed over the years. But right. Here's John Madden. Best. Announcing Reggie White, the winner of the turkey leg.
The turkey leg is the
greatest.
John
Madden come up with a new award. There's the turkey on the bus, and somebody gets that drumstick.
We just cut the drumstick off. We'll give it to Reggie White. I think that, you know, the Eagles shut out the Cowboys. You have a shutout. You have to give it to a defensive guy, and I think this is the guy that gets the drumstick award. In fact, he looks like he's waiting for it right now. We're just going to whack it off, take him to it right now in the locker room.
I think he can handle it.
Oh, yeah. That'll be eaten before he gets out of the locker room.
So, again, that's the final score, 27-0.
So it's changed. It was like the Golden Gobbler stuff.
Right, right.
But Reggie White was the first time ever being awarded the turkey leg, which was fantastic. So happy for Reggie. Congrats to Reggie for being the first ever. That's got to be an honor.
Oscar! See you, buddy. Go see Oscar Tequilas.
All right, so that was the stuff we have from the Bounty Bowl. We have a lot more.
Oh, dude, I love the Bounty Bowl, dude. That was, like, you have no idea. I wish there were people. Do me a favor. Somebody call up, all right? Somebody call up and talk about the Bounty Bowl. Like, tell the Tunis.
I would love to hear more about it.
It was the greatest. Like, they should do a whole 30 for 30 on the Bounty Bowl.
Yeah,
man.
They probably could be able to. All right, this day in history. How about we have the radio call for it. Let me see if I have the year jotted down here. 1984. Doug Flutie.
Wow.
And his Hail Mary against Miami.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Here's your ball game, folks. Straight back, has some time, now he scrambles away from one hit, looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone, Thalen is down there,
he got it,
touchdown, 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 touchd
And that's one of the plays that's always on, like, the highlight reels.
Dude, that's the most iconic plays. Like, that play. So, I got a buddy of mine. I tell you, I talk about him all the time. Boo.
Yeah.
And Boo is a huge Notre Dame fan.
Okay.
So, that play was like, oh, my God. We all called Boo. Ah! Everybody called. But it was back in the days of you had to use the house phone.
Right. That's awesome.
I still remember his number.
I'm sure you do. I still remember some of my friends' phone numbers from back in the day.
Hey, will you call him up? And you push up the phone.
Right. Yeah, no speed dial, none of this stuff.
With the cord.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody called him up.
That's one of those plays that's always amazing. on the highlight reels. Now, I have two more. They're not this day in history, but we're not going to be on tomorrow or Friday, obviously, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. So why not get two incredible moments from Thanksgiving football? And how about Randy Moss? Do you remember this game?
Yes, I do, actually.
So Randy Moss, I believe, was a rookie at the time for Minnesota, had three catches on Thanksgiving Day. But it was three catches for three touchdowns and also 163 yards. So here's the highlight package of Randy Moss. Just three plays, but three touchdowns and 163 yards.
Robert Smith is back from Minnesota. And he is throwing it back to Cunningham, the old flea picker. And open is Randy Moss. And in the end zone is a Minnesota touchdown.
Yep, you know they were going to do it. The fans knew they were going to do it. The Dallas Cowboys knew they were going
to
do it.
Here's Cunningham back to throw it and going deep. And he's got Moss. And there's a flag on the play. And Moss has caught the pass and is in the end zone anyway. Touchdown. Just throw it as far as you can.
This guy is amazing.
And I don't know how you stop him.
I don't either.
It's Cowboys showing blitz. Minnesota. Randy Moss breaks a tackle, and Randy Moss races down the sideline, and Randy Moss just outruns everybody into the end zone. He is incredible.
And you're going to see it's just a little three-yard go. And then when Randy Moss gets here, he just outruns everyone. And Randy Moss has three catches today and three touchdowns.
Hi, Mom. Happy Thanksgiving.
How great is that?
That's awesome.
He was so unstoppable. It was amazing because he was tall, fast. I mean, he was ridiculous.
Dude, I still remember that year with him and Brady.
Oh, my God.
So stupid. Like, how good they
were. His hands were... Randy Moss, my God, his hands. You could catch anything.
Well, they do the TV segment. You got mossed because of him. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, he was such a talented player. Imagine having him on your fantasy team that day.
Yeah.
163 yards, three touchdowns. Yeah. Probably won that week.
Yeah.
All right, one more moment from non-Eagle Thanksgiving football, Thanksgiving Day football. How about former Eagle great Mark Sanchez? The butt fumble took place on Thanksgiving Day. I didn't realize it was a Thanksgiving game, but here's how it sounded.
Well, years ago, we talked to Tom Moore, then at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. You get a busted play here, and Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive.
I have never seen this before in my life. Watch this. Vince Wilfork is going to throw Brandon Moore back into his quarterback. He's going to fumble the football. This is what Reggie White used to do to people, forklift them and just lift them off the ground. Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
How about that?
The butt fumble.
That was awesome.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
That was awesome.
So there's your
fault. So many iconic moments, like the NFL, the football moments.
Oh, they're great.
I will say this. I do miss, like, see Madden.
Yeah.
Madden was awesome. He was great. He really was. And the whole turkey thing was fantastic. I remember the whole thing where he couldn't fly, so he was on the bus.
He was on the bus.
And, you know, they had to, I mean, the first time I ever saw where they had the, you know, 18-leg turkey.
Right.
It was like a spider.
Yeah,
I was like, how many legs are you going to have? First of all, do you want to eat a turkey with all those legs?
No, I would think there's something
wrong. Some sort of deformity there.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that turkey.
That's not a turkey.
No.
What's that about?
Yeah, there's something wrong with that turkey.
Come on, you got too many legs, guys. I don't want all those legs.
That thing's not gobbling.
Really? Are you kidding me? But they would always look good, though.
Oh, yeah.
They would always like the
perfect. Yeah, they did it up. They had probably top chef.
Yeah. That was fantastic. You know, I'll tell you, man, I always remember. It was always cold.
like Thanksgiving, I could see my like my grandmother's table.
Yeah.
Right? And I could just close my eyes. She would start with this Scapel soup. And like it would be, you know, the turkey. She was to name the turkey.
Oh,
one
yeah.
year she called it Schmitty.
Ah.
One year and she called it Barkley. Yeah. Ah. She would name it sports guys.
That's awesome.
She used to she loved Mike Schmidt because she goes, I like the way he's wiggle. I like his wiggle.
Okay, the wiggle.
At the plate. She had my grandmother. She called one the bull. She called one Bill Barber.
That's awesome.
That's Barber the turkey. My mom, she
it's
did.
Good work out of my mom,
she would do that. She knew how much we loved it. We Moses one year. But Barkley, she loved Barkley. She loved Charles.
Yeah, see, my iconic grandma moment Thanksgiving every year was my dad and my grandma fighting over the neck.
The neck?
And the gizzards.
Oh, the gizzards. Yeah.
Like she loved the heart.
Yeah, they used to do that.
Thoroughly enjoyed the heart of the turkey.
Yeah, that's for real.
But, you know.
They would do that.
They were basically farmers, so like.
No, that's,
they
you know. They,
everything.
They all
I would look
that.
Away. I would go get seconds, like, when she started eating it.
Exactly.
And I would be gone. Like, I'd watch football for, like, a half hour.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be there when she's eating the throat.
Hell no. Yeah. Are you kidding me? She's eating the throat. I mean, you know. You know, my grandma, she would make, now I'm thinking about it, she would make homemade raviolis.
That's good for you because you don't like anything else.
So she would get get the rolling pin, right? She'd get the dough. She's making the homemade raviolis.
Yeah.
They were gigantic, too. Like, They were the size of, like, a heel. Like, these things were...
Hockey puck?
Yeah, they were hockey puck raviolis. And each one probably weighed a pound, 2 pounds.
Nice.
Right? Fantastic. And then she would do the crepes for the soup, the Scapel soup. And then the turkey and then all that stuff.
Oh,
she would
do
all
look
that.
Look at this.
What is this? That's fantastic.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Wow. Look at this.
It's piping hot still, too.
The train wreck sandwich. This is unbelievable.
I've crushed this a few times.
Are you ready? This is a winning combination. Beck's Cajun Cafe. All right, Chunis, we got to do this one. It is steak, salami, andouille sausage.
Oh, my God.
Cheese and onions. All right, and that's been featured on Beck's menu since the cafe opened 14 years ago to bring a taste of the Big Easy to the Reading Terminal Market. Beck's, this thing is just,
I remember first having this a couple of years ago.
This is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Go ahead, take a nice bite live on air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous.
That's unbelievable.
I can't wait to eat this.
It does. It's Philadelphia meets New Orleans.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean... That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm sure Jimmy Lynam's having some right now.
Well, Coach Lynam's coming up.
Coming up next. I can't wait.
Yeah, we got to find out.
He was here a couple years ago with us.
Yeah, he's a staple. I mean, he's a Philadelphia staple.
Right.
A Philadelphia staple belongs in a Philadelphia staple.
Damn right.
Which is the Reading Terminal Market, where we love it. All right. Lots to do. Cuz Radio, Chunis, as we are live, like we said, every week, right, every year at the Reading Terminal Market. Right here in Center City. We love it. This is our favorite show, Chunis and I. You ready for a pint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Christy dropped me off.
Hi, kids. You getting ready for tomorrow? You going to eat a lot? No? Yeah, you got to eat.
Yeah, you're going to eat. Come on,
come
now.
Come on. You got cute there.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. To the Anthony Gargano Show, live from the Reading Terminal Market for the day before Thanksgiving broadcast on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
All right, live from the Reading Terminal Market. What a great, great day. Day before Thanksgiving at the Reading Terminal Market, and it's hopping right now. I love your hat. I love your hat. Look at that. Go Birds, and joining us, Chunis,
one of
the legends. Like, you know, people who belong at the Reading Terminal Market are people that exude Philadelphia. And a man who exudes Philadelphia, our friend, the coach, Jimmy Lynam. Coach, what do you say, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Happy Thanksgiving.
How good is this place?
I mean...
Amazing.
We were just talking about it. I love to see all the people, and it's all dressed snowflakes, and the lights, and it's festive. It's a throwback. It takes you back to something that's truly iconic about our town.
It does. It brings back a lot of great feelings for me, just to see the people, you know, just doing their thing here. And literally kicks in the start of the holiday season.
It does. I don't think of the same thing. That's why we love doing the show, because it is the natural kickoff to the holidays, Jim. And, you know, one of the things, you were here with us before, and pandemic hits and all that nonsense, and it really is a kind of, I look at it, and I'm just, I cherish this, that we get to do this again.
Yeah, you realize when you see a scene like this today, how much we missed during that two-year period.
Just the whole, you know, contact and seeing people and watching. And, you know, there's something about, like, the festivities, the food. But you got the Sweet Nina's banana pudding
over here.
Dude,
that was ridiculous.
I mean, that was outrageous.
Looking forward to taking that home.
You know, like all these, like, how about the food, this joint? Are you kidding me? Like, anything you can imagine is here.
And then some, and you're going to get it
right
at the top shelf.
I mean, my God, it's amazing. All right, I got a lot to ask you about, and I want to go reminisce with you, too. But last night, no Embiid, no Maxey, no Harden, and there he was, coming into town with KG and Kyrie, and they beat him.
Yeah, you couldn't set up a more storybook set of circumstances, right? Now, those guys deserved a tremendous amount of credit. I really think, you know, you play 82 games before you even start the playoffs. I think probably to a man, maybe one of the more satisfying games that they ever played in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that literally.
Oh, yeah. And, like, to see, 'cause he came in and, you know, listen, and he, of course, is Simmons, and he had the, you know, early on, he drills the two free throws, and he had the little smug smile going on. I got to tell you, Jim, just keeping it real, 100, it was nice to beat him.
Yeah, you know, from, you already said it, a competitive standpoint, you really wouldn't have given them much of a chance. The Nets had, you know, their three top guys, and the Sixers were, you know, without star power.
Chunas, who told you they were going to win last night?
You did.
Wow.
It was, I didn't believe you.
Yesterday during the show, I smell it.
Because of Domus.
You should have canceled the show and taken a quick flight to Vegas.
Yeah.
I just had, you know what it is? And you know this as a coach. Sometimes you're without all the stars, and the other team looks at you, and they go, oh, there's no Embiid, there's no Maxey, no Harden. And they just kind of take it a little light,
yeah.
And the fellas come together.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that was the case. I'm not trying to, you know, dump on the Nets, but, you know, they were in a little bit of cruise control mode. And
yeah,
to your point, I mean, Paul B-Ball Reed, I mean, come on, he had the NBA game literally of his life.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. But I think because of what you said, he knew that, you know, the chips were down. You know, you were without all that star power. This is my chance. National TV, he went out and did his thing.
Yeah, that was fantastic. What's your – Melton, by the way, you know, listen, Melton's a player.
Yeah, he is a player. He's been doing this since he did it before he got here.
Yep.
But, yeah, now that was a very good acquisition on Daryl Morey's part. He's kind of like the type of player that this team really needed.
Yeah, he gives you – he does a lot of good things. He'll play defense for you. He can handle, he can play, he can knock down a three. There's a lot that he can do for you. And I'm curious what you think as far as when you get everybody back, you know, to trying to get into a rotation and a rhythm, isn't that the key for that second half when everybody comes back and trying to arcing toward the playoffs? Because everything's about the playoffs in this league.
Yeah, I think, you know, last night's a good example. If those guys can play at that level in much reduced minutes. You know, coming off that bench, Anthony, as you know, it's not an easy gig. It's like the pinch hitter. You get one shot at that pitcher. You know, you don't get to see him the first three times before I know what he's trying to do. So it's a real knack. But I think what you saw last night. They have talent on that bench. I've said that from day one. Now, can they go out and play at the level you need them to play at in much reduced minutes? That's the key.
They picked up Lee, Saban Lee, to which I liked because they needed another ball handler. They needed another one. So at least you get another one in there. How do you see that once everybody's there, how do you kind of see the thing shake it out? Like, you know, I bring up Tyrese sometimes to the bench. He's going to play his 38 minutes, but sometimes it feels like he's a little lost at times. And I'd rather take advantage of, you know, and straddle him in Harden where he can just let him run and let him move.
Yeah, you know, because they've had these injuries early on, I think that's still a work in progress for them to figure out, you know, who's going to play with whom. Do you want Tyrese getting big-time minutes with that second unit where he can kind of flourish on his own? Or do you want Tobias doing that, you know,
yeah,
to feature him a little bit more there? I think because they haven't had enough time playing together, you won't see that until you get into the new year.
So I'm thinking, because it's interesting because you brought up Tobias. Someone's going to ask you, and he had such a good game last night. But Tobias and Tucker, I don't know how well they go as a 3-4 when Joe's on the floor. Because I still think Tobias is better as a 4-man.
Yeah, no argument there.
Right?
Yeah. No, I hear you. Obviously, you want them to, they're out there to do different things.
Right.
You know, Tucker is not going to try to, you know, like hog or get like overly involved at the offensive end. You need him to make a shot, basically. He's going to do all the dirty work, you know, that's vital to teams that aspire to winning a championship. But I hear you that a little bit of Tobias's turf is taken by Tucker just being out there on the floor. Now, there's something to that. But again, that's the kind of thing that you need your real group out there playing together for a sustained period of time to be able to work through that type of thing.
Yeah. It's so interesting. So, Coach, I'm curious. Like, we're here and, you know, we celebrate Philadelphia. So when all the Delco Philadelphia people, of the Lynhams and the Boyles. Who we got? Who are the families? Will you guys get together tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to my oldest daughter, Kath, to her house. As I say, cast of thousands for these events. Yeah, Lynhams, Boyles, Daly's, Rivieres. You know, Dee and her family will be there. Ryan Daly, the St. Joe player, his family. Tracy and Brian Daly. Yeah, just like most people who love and look forward to getting together, you know, with family and friends for these special times. I cherish them.
What's on the menu?
Anything you're looking for, brother. If not, to go out to Wawa.
That's awesome.
That's fabulous. Now, do you guys do the sit down or you do the buffet style?
I'd say it's more sit down, but yeah. You know, I mean, it's a big crowd of people that'll be there over the course
of
the
day. And then it morphs?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know, Dee's husband, he's involved with the Thanksgiving Day parade, so they come a little later. But yeah, morphs is a good word.
That's awesome.
Ever evolving scene.
Yeah. Now, is the football on?
Oh, yeah, nonstop. Oh, yeah, a lot of experts roaming in all quarters of the house. Be a few wagers made.
That's the greatest. Because, you know, it's funny. When I think about Thanksgiving and the traditions and all, one of the traditions was we just all rooted against the Cowboys, man. Like, that was a big deal in our house. Like, we all watched the game and we rooted against them. Like, my cousin Joey, I remember just hating them.
I would say, I don't necessarily partake in that, but there will be a lot of that kind of sentiment in that house.
Like, that's, like, to me, this is what, when I see all this around, this is Philadelphia. This place has that vibe. It takes you, we were talking before you came on during the break about what the city looks like during the holidays, and it's dressed up with lights and, you know, the little side streets, everything's the lights crossed over the top from roof to roof, and that feel it just takes us back. It takes me back. I'm sure it takes you back.
No, too. It does. And my wife is from South Philly, and I don't mean to say that's the only area of
right.
the city. But over the years back, you know, when I was a young fellow many moons ago, South Philly personified what you're describing. You know, just the atmosphere, the vibrancy, the lights, you know, whatever. But it's a setting like this here. You know, at the Reading
Go uptown.
Yeah, it kind of brings all that together for me.
Yeah, there's, you know, and that's the beauty of this thing, which is, you know, holidays are about, and for us, it's funny because you have the together, the family and the food, but sports is such an integral part of any gathering. I mean, especially this time of year because you have the confluence of, you know, the end of baseball brings in, you have football going on, and it brings in baskets.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And the people who put this stuff on our plate, no pun intended, I mean, the TV guys, they know what they're doing. So, you know, marquee games like on Christmas, the NBA comes from morning till night, five, six games, whatever. Same thing football at Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I think I couldn't agree more. That the way it's evolved over my lifetime, sports is a huge part. Yeah, you couldn't have this type of holiday without sports.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about this New Year's Day, right? You remember New Year's Day was always the bowl games.
Oh, yeah.
The parade.
Yeah, right.
Right? And then and all the bowl games are going on.
Exactly, yeah.
And it was like you went house to house. And they had the roast pork sandwiches, the roast, the meatball, the soup. And they went to the parade. Everybody had a nip. You know, that was how it was. Like, as a youngin', looking up at these, you know, like, that was life.
Yeah, it was, I can relate, Anthony.
I'll drink all four.
You know, those are memories that, even though it's evolved over the years a bit, you know, you never forget those type things.
All right, so we are in this incredible place. And, Coach, of course, the iconic, famous 4th Street cookies.
I'm glad he took that plate away from me, because when you weren't looking, I was already eating all of it.
Yo! What's up, baby? You're looking fantastic. Oh, my God. The Ivines, I love you. I love you, baby. Tree, oh, my God. I can't wait to give you a hug. What's that?
Oh, we got beer, too.
We got beer. That's great.
Go Birds.
I love you. You know
it's hazy juicy. It's the morning.
Let me go in order, because I want a big sip of that, all right? But, Coach, partake here. We got cookies, chocolate-covered pretzels, and brownies from the famous 4th Street Cookie. All right? They have a famous Philly tower.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome, right? It's a gift tower. Has all the most famous Philadelphia treats. The perfect gift for those who love the taste of Philadelphia. This famous tower includes chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
Distinctive chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yeah, that sure does.
All right? Our delicious, famous fudge brownies.
Yep, they're delicious.
All right? Famous 4th Street Cookies brings the taste of Philadelphia right to your doorstep. Order a Philly Tower today. Here, Tunis.
Thank you.
I know you dig it.
Oh, of course.
At famouscookies.com.
Here, I'll eat this
is
pretzel.
Unbelievable. Now.
Oh, that's good.
We have to, you gotta indulge me, Coach.
Chocolate and beer goes well together.
All right, because you might have had one or two in your life.
No, I have some, too. All right. Around.
So.
A little early in the day, dude.
It's 12 o'clock. All right, come on. I got with me the Go Birds beer. This is fabulous. Look at Coach, he's the best. I love him, man.
12 minutes.
Me and you can hang out all the time, Coach. You know that.
It's not even 12.
All right. Shh, Tunis, don't tell him that. We have
There's no back-to-back tonight.
Go Birds. There's no back-to-back. Coach can go back-to-back.
Yeah.
Flying Fish Brewery, Somerdale, New Jersey. The Go Birds Hazy Juicy Pale Ale.
Nice and juicy.
Oh, that's delicious.
Right on the job.
Cause that's outrageous.
It's part of the job, Coach.
Yeah, listen. You know. Listen, I'm not, you know, you know me for a long time. I'm not a fugazi. Like, I'm going to do it, right? We're going to have fun with it.
But wait, there's more.
What else we got? Wow.
This is a great brewery, by the way.
Look at this.
Down the Wildwood.
This is the Mud Hen Brewery in Wildwood. There you got the Wildwood Haze.
I like a haze.
IPA. That's tremendous. Coach, you're a down and shore guy.
Big time.
Oh.
Big time.
How's that?
That's good.
You know, let me partake it
well,
out.
Well, here, we got more.
You got more?
Okay.
All right.
I'm just getting over a cold. I don't want you to, you know, right before Thanksgiving.
You got one for Coach?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Coach is fine.
No, Coach, you got double fist, Coach.
Come on, Coach. Coach is fine.
We're playing Edward 40 hands.
Just take a sip, Coach. It's good for you. It's good. It's a salute, Coach.
There's water and beer.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Coach.
Salute.
There
you.
He is.
Mm-mm.
That's good.
It's quality beer.
That is the Wildwood Haze, the Hazy IPA.
Mud Hen. It's a good spot.
From the Mud Hen Brewery. That's nice, Jim.
That goes well with the chocolate pretzel.
Yeah.
From famous 4th Street Cookies.
I love it. I love it.
Breakfast of champions.
We got to take a quick TO. Coach, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Brother, we love you, man. You know that.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for the invite. Like the chance to come down here. Holiday favorite.
It's what it's about. Yep. Family, friends, you know. No, okay. Nothing better than Coach. Coach Jimmy Lynam.
Thanks, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Woo! For Darby, grew up in North Philly. Rich
is
around.
This is the season.
Yes.
Season of giving.
Yes. What a day. Great day. We're live at the Reading Terminal Market, hanging out on a fabulous Wednesday across the city.
Dude, it's packed here.
In the Delaware Valley. Listen, it's packed. You know what's great, too, is the it's a great, it's warmer out now. It's
yeah.
A little temperate. It's everybody's festive, and we just love it. We love being down here at the Reading Terminal Market and hanging out with all the people, meeting all new friends. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, this is great. And, you know, you and Jim talked about a coach. You guys were saying how, look, just a couple of years ago was COVID, and we missed out on an entire year of this. We didn't do it, which sucked. And even the fun, I mean, last year was a lot of fun, right? We had a blast last year, but you could tell that it was still missing a number of population, right? Like, there was
yes.
a lot of people that were still afraid to go outside. I didn't blame anyone for
yeah.
doing it, but
yeah.
you could tell we're kind of back.
Yeah.
And you saw that with the Phillies World Series,
yeah.
right? 45,000+ people
yeah,
in attendance,
man.
And people were kind of done with sheltering themselves. And so we got a lot more people here today, which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a blast that we're having. All right, let me get to my main, because, listen, it is, of course, Thanksgiving, and there's football.
It's a football Wednesday.
All right, so there's going to be football, and it's Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
He's playing tennis.
Oh, he's playing, okay.
We'll talk to him.
You know why? I should have texted him first. I think I said something about it. I don't know. What did he say? He's playing his pick. He plays pickleball.
Oh, he's a pickleball man. Okay.
Yeah. So let me know. What time did he tell you?
Ray.
Okay.
Oh, I got the geek at one.
All right. We'll call the geek now.
Okay.
He'll be ready.
Yeah, he does nothing.
He'll be ready. Don't worry about it.
I'll text him first.
We want to. Don't text. Just call him. Tell him to be
I'll
ready.
I'll text him first.
Listen,
he might be playing pickleball, too.
No, it doesn't matter.
Or he's playing foosball or something.
He should
know.
Be ready at all times. It's like, if you're going to be on Cuz Radio, you're going to be ready at all times, dude. All right? You never know when the call's coming. That's how, especially on this day where we have so many people stopping in and out.
Yeah,
and
what's
around.
Wrong with Brad? He should have been ready.
You know, no, it's fine. We'll get him a little bit. I just wanted to make sure that we gave the people some winners.
Geek's ready. So let me share contact with
yeah.
him.
So
right
here. Get the share the contact and get the geek.
You learned something yesterday about sharing. the Wi-Fi password. You were fascinated yet terrified at the same time.
Yeah.
Somehow Anthony got kicked out of the Wi-Fi at work. They're probably trying to kick you out. Maybe that's what it is.
That I would not be shocked.
So they canceled your Wi-Fi.
I could believe me. If one day you turn it on, I'm out here, you'll know what happened.
Yeah.
All right. It's like I had somewhere to go. And I told my wife, I go, if I don't come back, you know what happened.
You know what happened?
Right? It's the same thing with
you
guys.
Who are you hanging out with?
Right? It's the same thing with you guys. If I don't come back, you turn the radio on, I'm out of here, you'll know what happened. All right? All right. Let's go to my man, the geek, to give us. And again, if you want to, if you have any start sick questions, you can hit us up at Instagram. I'm Anthony Lewis Gargano. DM me on Twitter, Anthony L. Gargano, or the Tunis, A. Sal Tunis, 975 on both Twitter and Instagram. That's how you reach us. And I want to get the geek up here to get us set for a fantasy, because we have a fantasy weekend and we got NFL games. Geekus Aurelius, hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Happy Thanksgiving, Geekus.
I just want to thank you once again for Justin Fields. Just throwing that out there.
Oh man, you might need a replacement for the next few weeks.
Oh, don't worry, I have two. Two is my backup, so we're good.
There we go. All right, you're playing two of this week. The Fields phenomenon might take a rest now with the shoulder injury.
Oh yes,
we'll see. Still got those legs.
Yes, that's right. You'll be careful on that shoulder.
No, but I got two. Yeah. I got two in the lineup already.
Okay.
But I just want to thank. I'm 6-5 now. I was 1-5 at one
No,
point.
The geek saved you.
Yeah, Justin Fields changed everything.
Yeah, the geekus, you saved him, geekus.
And DeAndre Hopkins' suspension being done helped a little bit.
And you saved a lot of people, geekus.
DeAndre riding in on the white horse as the savior of the team. Him and Fields coming together. The cavalry has arrived. I hope it helped a lot of people. That was the pickup of the year so far. You picked up Fields when we talked about it 3-4 weeks ago. You're probably doing well in your league.
All right, couple things. One, let's look at tomorrow. What are you eyeing up? Like who's playable from tomorrow's slate? And then we'll look at Sunday.
Yeah, a lot going on for tomorrow. DFS different, of course, than fantasy. But if we're looking at it from a DFS angle, like the daily fantasy stuff, I think one of the easy fades for me tomorrow is probably going to be Saquon Barkley. I was just looking at the our projected ownerships for the slate, and Barkley looks like the highest, potentially the highest owned running back on this one. In a brutal matchup, Dallas defense is very, very good. Also, the salary for Barkley is extremely high, and you essentially need about a 30-point performance out of Saquon Barkley tomorrow to sort of make it worth using him.
Yeah, he can't do that against that defense, too.
No, I don't see it. It was interesting to watch the line movement, the game total go up a little bit the last day and a half or two, which was a little interesting, but
yeah,
he hasn't done it all year. He hasn't been the guy who puts up 30.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm completely with you on that. Go ahead, keep going through the slate.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little under on Barkley. I also don't love Dalvin Cook, so it sets up interesting because the sexy name running backs on the slate, both don't actually look that good when you kind of take a deeper look into the matchup. Patriots are allowing 7 fewer points per game to the running back position than what would be a mean expectation, so they're very, very good against running backs. And you know, Dalvin Cook's one of those guys where – you know, he either does it or he's kind of burning you. There's no in between with him. So I think we get off of those big name running backs tomorrow and you know, sort of hang around in the Pollard, Ramondre, Devin Singletary zone. There's another interesting phenomenon that I noticed the last couple of weeks. And true, and this actually also kind of pertains to Fields, but we've seen with Josh Allen the last 2 weeks that after he injured the elbow, I don't actually think like his throwing has been worse. He's been fine as a quarterback, but his production, his fantasy production went down because he's kind of, you know, when you see your mortality a little bit, right? The Bills are supposed to be the team of destiny this year, and the only thing that could derail it is a serious Josh Allen injury. And maybe the team's going, you know, maybe take it easy out there running around like a crazy person. maybe don't do that so much right now. Let's get to the playoffs. Let's get in the playoffs, and let's save it for then. We're already winning these games. There's no reason to take extra risk. So I think he's just been a little more hesitant than usual, which has led to a resurgence of the running backs from Buffalo. Devin Singletary all of a sudden useful. James Cook has a good game last week with 11 carries. Where'd that come from? So
It's weird how all those young backs get incorporated into their offense kind of the middle of the year. Like you saw Kansas City now, they go Pacheco. It's squarely his job now.
Yeah, it took a little bit. I think it also, it's funny. I think some of these older running backs, they're just breaking down.
Yeah.
And just, you know, at the right time, I guess. You know, we've seen Fournette kind of breaking down a little bit late in the season. We've seen Melvin Gordon already. I think he just didn't care. He's cut. He's done. So you're seeing some of these older running backs breaking down late. And it's like the teams are happy. Hey, we've got some young guns waiting in the wings here to step up. And I think one of the most shocking ones of all is, you know, the Latz Murray situation where they just cut Gordon and they don't have anybody else. And they're like, yeah, we're good. We'll just go with 32-year-old Latavius Murray. But, you know, if you're in your season long and you're looking for a pickup, that's a guy that you want to go out and get right now if you can, Latz Murray, because he's the only guy in Denver at this time.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it got a little weird in St. Louis as well, cutting Darrell Henderson Jr. And now it's between Cam Akers and I forget the other one, the other guy's name. The other guy, but there are two running backs
for the Rams. You're talking about, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Cam Akers,
St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. All those injuries and the fact that the Rams have put up the white flag. Hey, real quick, because we're live at the Reading Terminal Market. Geek, have you ever heard of Reading Terminal Market? It is the iconic market of Philadelphia where everybody congregates to get all their food for Thanksgiving. It's a huge place. It's an amazing place. And when you make the pilgrimage to Philadelphia, you got to come to the Reading Terminal Market. And we are saying, Happy Thanksgiving, ladies. And we are sampling some of the great food. Now, go Phillies. That's right. And you can appreciate this.
Yeah, dude, this stuff here is fantastic. Not just your fried chicken that you love.
All right, so we're about to taste the Junta's Prime Shop Cheesesteak Sausage. All right. Now, listen to this.
I don't even
this
know what a cheesesteak sausage is.
Yes,
what is that?
It's in a roll, Philadelphia roll.
It's heaven.
Yeah, it's a sausage.
That's what it is.
It's a cheesesteak wrapped in a sausage. With Cooper Sharp onions, habanero ketchup, and you can get all your butchery needs at Junta's. I got to chase this.
I didn't know that this was possible, but it is. Unless I'm dead right now.
Oh, my God.
If you guys were ever going to invite me down to be on one of these live shows and hang out with you for one of these, today was the day in the past. You know, this was my scene where you're at right now. I want one of these sausage.
1 year from today.
1 year from today, you got to get me down there for the justice
mark,
for the market. Well,
this sounds
spectacular.
Geekish, you got to come down. My name is right. You should have came down. We should have told you to come down here. It's a party. We got all kinds. It's great because we have all the people.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, you've never lived until you had a cheesesteak sausage.
I didn't know that could be a thing.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know. Sharp.
Dude, this thing is unbelievable. I can't even imagine this.
I know.
So it's a cheesesteak wrapped in a sausage. Dude, wait.
I need
to see
a picture of it. I'm having a hard time visioning
it
still.
I'll text it to you right now.
Yeah, it's sick. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Junta's Prime Shop. A lot of this place, listen, you Google Reading Terminal Market, they deliver. They ship. So they'll ship to where you're at. Wow, look at this. Here you go.
I just sent you the text, Geek.
The habanero ketchup.
I love a habanero ketchup.
Yeah, I'm not a ketchup man.
I know you're not.
I don't do the ketchup.
I'll mess around with it.
You know, I know you like, you're a condiment head. Mm. Are you a condiment man? What are you doing tomorrow, Geek?
Yeah, no, I have. We do the traditional Thanksgiving. So it's very, like I said, it's very traditional. It's the big turkey. It's the set table. But the best part, and this is a pro tip also for everybody. This is probably the best tip I can give anybody for Thanksgiving, beyond everything else, is go to someone else's house for Thanksgiving. Don't do it at your house. And well, the reason you want to go somewhere else...
I can see you being a good host, Geek.
I am a great host. Listen, but that's the problem. When you're hosting, what am I not doing? I'm not sitting and exclusively watching football.
Dude, he wants to be in the lab.
Yeah, all you want to do is watch football and see your DFS team win all the money.
I want to root for my bets. I want to root for my DFS team. I want to root for my props. You know what I don't want to do? Talk to a whole bunch of people and have to entertain them.
Come on, it's a holiday. You got to be fair. You got to get out of the dungeon. All right, get out of the dungeon.
They don't let me.
And enjoy everybody.
I do enjoy, but I enjoy them sitting on the couch with the beer in hand, eyes forward on the television.
You could do that at your own house. This is my domain, damn it. No, I'm saying, no, he wants to go to Thanksgiving at somebody else's house. Yeah. He doesn't want to have to host and clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Invite me over. I'm here. I'll be the best guest. I'll have a beer. I'll talk. I'll be great. But if I have to do it at my house, so we don't do that. Actually, yeah, we don't have Thanksgiving here. We have it at my brother-in-law's house this year, and I love it. I'm going to sit, and I will watch football games start to finish. I'll watch three games.
Sweetheart.
Uninterrupted.
All right, I got questions for you.
What else you got? I have bets for tomorrow.
You got bets for tomorrow, too?
Yes.
Look at Geek. You come in with the Sharp app. Because, every geek needs an app, and he's got a Sharp app. So what do you got?
You know it. So, it's funny. We get – one of the things we do on the Sharp app, we have a Sharp report where we get information from the sports books about, like, what kind of bets are coming in. Some of the sports books actually – you know, we have people that kind of give us a little bit of information about what's going on. So you want to bet these games, right? You're watching them, and it's not always a great line. I don't like the lines for these big favorites, +9.5, Dallas minus 9.5 is a lot. Same with the Bills. Those 9-point, 9.5-point.
I like the Giants.
Fred, I feel you but do you think they win? So... I like the Giants to cover the spread. I like Detroit probably to hang in there, but I don't want to bet that they win. So what I like for tomorrow is, and this is not my usual type of bet, but I basically am forcing it, 13-point teaser. We're going to tease the line for the Bills to +3. We're going to tease the line for the Cowboys to +3 because I think the Bills and Cowboys win their games. I just think... You know, not within the
spread. I don't know, cuz. You better watch. Yeah, I can smell a Giants upset tomorrow in Big T.
Oh, boy.
Ruining Thanksgiving. Oh, I love it.
Dallas is so much better, though. They're a really good team. They are just a good team. But, yeah,
they were good against Minnesota. They got beat the week before by the Packers.
That is true. That's true as well. And you're right. Everything about coming off the big game and... But there's also the short week, travel, Thanksgiving. If you're a home team, it is a big advantage on Thanksgiving week. And the home team and the favorites have won in Thanksgiving. Going back to 2004, I thought that where the favorite has won like 60-10 or some number that's
exorbitant. I'm going Giants, G-men.
I love it. Wow, that's the brave play, and I agree with it if you're going straight spread, but I like the teaser. I'll take +3 on Dallas, and if the Giants win, they win by less than that. So I'm just going to tease it all down. Then we take the under. If we tease up that score, we could take the under on that one as well. So you've teased it up to 59. I don't see it going over 59. So I've teased up the total on the Dallas game to 59. I've teased down the total.
All right, I got to stop you. I love you. I don't like it. First of all, listen, I keep it real with you because when you're a genius, I tell you you're a genius. This is not smart. I don't like that. I don't like 14, 12. It's too many points, and you never know. Like Cowboys and Giants could be a shootout. I'd say no.
All right. Well, there it is.
I got to give you that. Listen, I love you. So I got to keep, you know, listen, you know, when we talk, I give you, you know, everything, right? And we keep it 100.
Got to keep it real.
Yeah.
For sure.
I hate that. Don't act like do that.
Avoid. All right,
avoid.
Well, there it is.
Abort. Abort.
You're liking these. What if you? Well, you could kind of do it the other way too.
No, don't tease. Fourteen teasers. Sucker. All right. That's a sucker. Don't do it.
I'm
telling you. Don't play teasers and stuff like that. That's sucker bets.
I've never done a 14 teaser.
Yeah,
like,
we won't do it.
By the way,
12-point. All this nonsense. You're going to lose.
The one piece of info that the sports book gave us is that they said we're seeing more action on the 7-point teaser than we normally do, which makes sense because of those 9-point. But that would be a negative. That's a public move, which is kind of why I thought, all right, I don't want to do that. That's why I wanted to go to the 13.
No, don't do 13. Don't do that. Sucker. S-U-C-K-A.
I love it.
All right.
Now, some other fantasy relevant news.
What?
Jets quarterback Garrett Wilson has now been benched. Not Garrett Wilson, but Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Has been benched for this weekend's game.
Wow.
And in comes the savior, Mike White. And I'm very excited about
it.
Yeah,
really?
I'm very excited. Yes.
You're an unabashed Jet fan. I feel sorry for you.
And it's not fun. It's not a good thing. But it's been miserable.
So is he playable?
Yes.
You would like him to play? Wow, look at you.
I'm more interested in the effect on Zach, on Garrett Wilson, for example, than anything else. And maybe even Elijah Moore, but definitely Conklin and Mitchell. You know, this is a Chicago team. Their defense is extremely bad. And, by the way, Fields a little bit compromised with the shoulder issue. So not only do I think the Jets have now a realistic chance of winning that game, but more importantly, I think Mike White is a significant upgrade. Everything's an upgrade over Zach Wilson. He's terrible.
All right, real quick, because people are asking about, do you like Joshua Palmer this week?
Absolutely. Great play. Put him in the top 15 wide receivers for the week.
Okay, good. And you like Rashad White? You like him? Jeff Wilson? Any of these dudes? Because I got a lot of people asking about those guys.
Yeah, Wilson Jr. is a spectacular play. He gets the unicorn matchup of the week, the best possible running back matchup that you could ever ask for against Houston. So I'm very comfortable. You want to start him in your season long league. No question at all. You asked about a second player, Wilson, and one more.
Rashad White.
So Rashad White does appear to be surpassing Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette's got a Q tag. We don't know his status yet. There's a lot of injury news that hasn't been. It's Wednesday. We usually come on a Thursday. Wednesday still a little bit before a lot of that injury news comes out. But, yes, I do like Rashad White. I think he's taking over for Fournette. Fournette is going the route of Melvin Gordon, where he's kind of just looking old out there. And the kid White is looking better. He looks better out there. He just does.
All right, real quick, Geek. I'm asking for a friend that you may know.
I need you to
pick three. And because you said you don't really like Cook this weekend, I got Chubb. I got Wilson Jr., and I can't bench Jamal Williams. My man scored 3 tutties last week.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook is the other guy. You got to pick 3. Or who's the one you sit?
You know what? You got to sit Javonte. You got to sit Jamal Williams.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. And the main...
Three tutties this week, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's against the Bills. You're asking a lot there. That is not a good matchup for Jamal at all. And I think it's dangerous to get too cute. It's one thing in DFS not to want to pay massive salary for Dalvin Cook. It's another thing on your season-long roster to sit a stud for like a 50% of the carries guy. I don't think that's a good strategy in season-long at all. I think you play your studs when they're healthy. They're going to go off when they go off. And you know, Jamal Williams, it's a pure touchdown or bust kind of a play. I don't like those style of plays. I don't want to risk that because his floor is like a 6 or a 5. And I think Dalvin Cook, even in a bad game, is probably getting you 12 to 14 fantasy points.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Don't get cute, Joan. Just play your best guys.
Right.
We're not going to get cute.
All right, Geekus, yeah. Real quick, I got like, 30 seconds. Tell me about the Sharp app because you have an app.
We do. So, yeah, I mean, if you check out the Sharp app, what we've got going on right now, prop models across all the games. We've got pregame models. We've got World Cup models being put in by Sharp soccer players. Everything you need. If you like to bet on sports at all, the articles, the data in there is spectacular. And just
I heard you had Japan over Germany.
What's that?
I heard you had Japan over Germany. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, that's right. Did we call that? I don't even know. I don't pay attention to the World Cup at all. I'll be on. I don't even watch it. None of it. But European, America, we're in trouble in the World Cup. But
I love you. You're the greatest,
I don't even
man.
Pay attention. Not at all. But I'll say this. You know, one of the best things that I like that I use the app for is just comparing odds. So like, if you I was looking at props for tomorrow, again, because I'm looking for all these bets for tomorrow, because I'm sitting around, I'm watching the games, and I want to force the bets on these games. Like, normally I look for the best spots, but in the three gamer, I'm just going to force it. And, you know, I was looking at, for example, just some props, and if you just, under our top props section, I'm able to type in, like, Tony Pollard, and I wanted to get Tony Pollard to score a touchdown, or Singletary to score a touchdown, and the difference between some of these sports books where one would be minus 140, the other one would be minus 110. And you wouldn't know that if you didn't have this comparison tool right in front of you. So one of the best things that you could do, even if you're not using the data for anything else, is just to know which book to place a bet on once you're getting ready to do it. You want to find the best number.
That's awesome.
Over time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you put up minus 140, you're going to lose that bet, 50% of the year.
You're right. That's why you shop there. Listen, Geek, great stuff. Download the Sharp app. Go Birds, my man. All right, listen. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your girls, buddy. We love you, man, all right?
Appreciate you guys, and same to you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
See you, pal. There he is, the Geekus Aurelius. He can't be coming in with 13-point teasers and stop. I keep it real with him.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
It's good work out of you.
So we're live at the Reading Terminal Market. We love this place.
It's
all right?
Amazing.
We love this broadcast. And so Sarah, who's our gracious host, who is been at the market. How long, Sarah? Come here, Sarah. Come on here. Sit over here. We love you. Come here. Sit down. So, Sarah, you've been an incredible host with us. We've been doing this now, I think, 7 years?
7 years.
And you speak right into that. And you have been here at the market for 9 years now?
I have. My 9th year in January.
Oh, my God. Wow. Listen, I love you. You are amazing. You're so good to us. You're so much fun to work with.
This is the best day of the year. We come back every year early in the morning to get ready for this. The merchants get excited for this. You've been eating their food all day. It's the best day here.
We love all the merchants are amazing. But there's a special person that I want to give a shout out to. Because, wow, I love him. He is a great, great Philadelphia sports fan, and he's a great man. It's your dad,
yep.
Bob Morrison.
This is a big deal that he's missing here today. My mom's here, my sister's here, because we love you, but it's a big deal that he's not here. He's listening. Hi, Dad. Could not miss it.
Yeah, we love your dad. I look forward to, it's funny, I had to ask about him. I'm like, where's my man at, Because I love him. He's a beautiful man. You have a beautiful mom.
Yeah,
you know, your whole family, sis. I mean, you're a wonderful, wonderful family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We
love you,
Sarah.
Thank you for being here. We really love you, love both of you. It's a big deal that you're here every year.
Oh, we're thankful for
being here. Enjoy. You have the next course up. We have two more courses for you. We have one more savory, and then we've got Termini's coming up.
I'm talking to Joey. He's ready to rock and roll.
Yes. Yep.
And it's great to see Teresa.
Oh, my gosh. When I texted her, I said, they're looking for beer. She ran out. She came over here. She got your beers. There's more to come. So
we love the Ivines.
Yeah.
A great, great family. a big Reading Terminal Market family.
This weekend.
And Teresa wasn't doing well, and I'm so happy. She looks fantastic.
Yep, she came
we'll
out.
We'll be going over there just to give her a hug.
Because you're here. This is a family affair. This building, this weekend, the fact that you're here, the fact that there's so many families. Look at all the families out here.
We love these people. Seriously. Because that's how we do in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, all right? When you go home, all right, and you go see your dad.
Yep, tomorrow.
Give him a big hug for me,
all right? Thank you so much.
All right, Sarah. All right, we'll come back and still lots to hang.
I'm going
to
eat this during the break.
Okay, listen to this.
This is awesome.
This is
awesome. I remember, didn't John Madden talk about this once?
Yes, the turd jockey. Yeah. Dude, this is sick, all right? The turd jockey, and they're making turd jockey meatballs.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this right now.
Are you ready? It's a This is Butcher's Pantry, Chef Beth Esposito. So Chef Beth hooks up the turd jockey meatballs. That's tremendous.
Dude, oh, my God.
I got to taste this. This looks ridiculous. Where's mine? I got to look at it. Here it is. Listen
I can hear men talking about it.
Oh, yeah, the turd jockey. It's a blend of ground turkey, chicken,
chunks
of duck meat, and giblets. Blended and spiced perfectly with flavors of the season. Served with gravy from the natural juices infused with herbs and cranberries.
Yeah, they're there.
They will be sold by the six-pack and fully cooked as a heat-and-eat option.
Yeah, I could eat six.
The heat-and-eat.
Yeah.
You're a heat-and-eater.
Yeah, you're right.
You go with your heaters and your eaters. It's the Butcher's Pantry coming soon to Reading Terminal. A unique take on the classic butcher shop experience. Chef Beth Esposito teaming up with Rob Passio of Junta's Meats. Yep. That's fantastic.
I crushed it. It's calm.
The turducken meatball. That's sick. That is awesome. But my man, what's up, baby? We're winning our second Super Bowl.
E-A-G. Come on. There you go. A little weak.
I love it. That's how we do. Nice job, buddy. My man. You're the man, brother. We gotta take the time out.
Yeah, he said no rules today.
No rules today.
No, we got a break.
No, do we?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I'll get a call from Coach Chuck.
Hey, it's good when I care about that.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to the Anthony Gargano Show, live from the Reading Terminal Market for the day before Thanksgiving broadcast on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
All right, welcome back. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis as we are live at the Reading Terminal Market. It's our seventh annual show right here at the Reading Terminal Market. We love it. It's Philadelphia through and through. All right, and Junis, speaking of Philadelphia through and through.
Yes.
What's better than Channel 6, right?
Come on, man.
Channel 6, ABC, is Philadelphia, and Philadelphia through and through is Annie McCormick, one of the great reporters at Channel 6. I love you, Annie.
I love you too, cuz.
You are fantastic. We love
watching you.
Thank you. You do such a great job, Annie.
Thank you. So do you.
But isn't this great?
I know.
Doesn't it feel like that? Listen, you roll your sleeves up. You're about the city. You're about reporting what's going on in the streets. And I know you appreciate this whole Reading Terminal Market and the experience that it provides.
Yeah, I grew up in South Jersey, so, you know, just 15 minutes over the bridge. And just as, like, we would come here, get our Termini cannolis, wait in line, you know, nothing was ever planned ahead. It's the last minute stuff that makes me feel like it's more of the holiday season.
Exactly. Listen, there's Terminis right over here. Joey Termini is going to be sending over some stuff.
Oh, great.
So you'll
okay,
get the
yeah.
sample.
Oh, I love Joey and Vince. Yeah,
this
they're good
is incredible. Let me, because you wrote a book, and I'm very excited to talk to you about your book. But what is it about this city? You're from the Delaware Valley. You said South Jersey, which is all-encompassing. We love, we share, you and I share the love of this region, of this city. And what's it like for you? You've been at Channel 6 for how long now?
10 years.
Man, that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And you do such an incredible job. What's it like being part? And there's nothing more iconic than 6ABC.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to work anywhere else. I mean, because people ask me, they'll say, oh, don't you want to go, you know, national? And I'm like, no, this was always the goal, you know? I mean, I watched the station since I was little, Jim Gardner, you know, my dad was a prosecutor in South Jersey. He would be on sometimes and, like, court cases.
Oh, was he really? That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, I can't imagine ever being anywhere else. And I love Philly because everybody's really real. You know, I'm an upfront, direct person. I love all of our viewers that always come up, and they always come up to the van and sing the song and, you know, everything. So I love it. I love it.
That's the best. Trudis, they sing the song to Annie.
That's great. Gotta love that.
And we sang it, actually, in my elementary school. We sang the Move Closer to Your World, My Friend song. Is that crazy?
Are you serious?
Yeah. When I was in fourth grade.
Where did you go?
Mary Roberts School in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
A million years ago.
You gotta be kidding. You know, it's amazing because you say the song and it's playing in my mind's eye right now. I can hear the soundtrack.
I still remember it too.
You know what's amazing? What is it about our area? And I think Channel 6 proves something. There's a loyalty mm-hmm. about Philadelphians. And the beauty of the people at 6ABC is they get it. Like Jim Gardner, mm-hmm. who is a legend. He was on last year with us. We love him.
I love him.
He's the greatest.
He's the best. He's so supportive and he's hilarious.
Is he
and
really?
People don't always get to see like his funny side,
right.
But and he's serious and he's fair and he's balanced and he's like your biggest cheerleader when you get there. And I'm so sad that he's leaving. I mean, the man deserves to retire, right? But and Rick Williams taking his place.
Oh,
awesome.
Rick is the
I
man.
Love Rick too. But you know, it's. I was so excited to get to work with Jim for so long. So I actually, on election night, I texted him and I was like, I'm fighting tears because this is our last election night together. And he texted me back and I was like, oh, you know, I got all emotional.
Yeah, no, but I completely understand. Like, when I had him on and I'm talking to him and all I'm thinking about is all the stories that he has covered and that he has given to us. He's the conduit to the viewers, to the, all of us, and all those stories, what amazing stories that are really the timeline of all of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many characters. Like, I love characters, you know? I love the wackier you are, the more I love you, you know? And, like, come up to me, talk to me. And I just think Philly's full of characters, you know? And we're all just trying to, everyone's always trying to get through it, you know? Get
characters.
Characters.
Where have you heard that before?
Yeah, you said we're missing characters nowadays.
You know, I love it. You and I share that because we're both writers in mm-hmm. addition to doing our broadcast gigs. And you have a book. And speaking of characters, this is an amazing story.
Thank you.
You wrote a book, The Doctor, the Hitman, and the Motorcycle Gang, the true story of one of New Jersey's most notorious murder-for-hire plots. This is so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is amazing. Camino Books is the publisher, local publisher. And tell us about it.
So it was a crime that happened a year before I got to Channel 6, but I covered the year anniversary of it. And I clicked with the victim's daughter. And she, at the time, wasn't talking openly about the fact that it wasn't solved yet, but she was upset with the prosecutor's office. She felt that no one was paying attention to it. Her stepdad was a prominent doctor in the community, and she felt that because of that, people weren't really investigating him. And the whole time from when I met her up until when the case went to trial, which took like more than 5 years, people always knew, and I found out that investigators knew just months after April Kaufman was murdered that there was the Pagan Motorcycle Gang was running a pill mill out of this doctor's office and with him. So, and they were...
Wow!
Yeah, it's nuts. And it's like right by the shore, like in Egg Harbor Township. And he's like, it's this endocrinologist. And really, he's like selling Percocets and Roxys and everything out of it. And so it took a long time. But when the case all came together, it was like, I remember Jim reading the intro to me the day that the arrest happened, and he was like, this is a movie.
I'm like, oh, yeah, my God.
It was crazy, all the stuff that came together. And now you have me on your show, I apologize, you'll probably get phone calls from Fred Augello, who is currently incarcerated. He was convicted of essentially orchestrating the hit against April Kaufman with Dr. Kaufman.
Wow.
In court, you know, he got convicted because Dr. Kaufman, not to spoil it, but he dies before the trial happens.
Oh,
but if you Google
man.
It, you find that out. And so they basically think that through Fred Augello, who was a former pagan, hired and found a hitman to kill April. Fred says he's innocent.
Story.
Yeah, Fred, I know you say you're innocent. You know, you're probably going to call Anthony, so I apologize. Yeah.
That is amazing. What an amazing story.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's just so many twists and turns to it. And like it was just one of those cases, because they always say, even with like crime fiction, when
right,
you're writing,
right,
and
right.
I'm sure like screenwriting.
Yeah, which I do. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Like they always say, like, especially towards the end, they want page turners. Like,
yes,
different things that and then like you didn't even have to make this up. Like,
right, right. That it is an old adage, but it's so apt, that truth is stranger than fiction, and
exactly,
you can't make it up. And that's why the true crime genre is such a big deal. That's why this book is going to be a huge seller for you. Where can people get it? The holidays coming up. People who love stories, love to read, where can they buy the book?
Pretty much everywhere. The Barnes & Nobles around here have been great. Pretty much everyone I go into, they have one. Amazon, you can get it. Camino Books also has a site. I've had viewers that have been so great, because it came out during the pandemic, which is an
ideal.
Right. But our viewers are just awesome, you know? And like, they would send me copies to sign and send back to them, and they've come to my signings and my readings. I do. I love doing signings at Sunrose Books in Ocean City.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
we got
awesome.
A huge crowd out there, and the women that own that shop have been great, and just everybody's just been so supportive about it. My bosses have been great about it, and my colleagues and everything. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I hear you're on the works of another one.
Yeah, so I kind of have two. It's tough with true crime, because a lot of times they don't have an ending.
Right,
when you start, so
yeah, yeah,
you kind of got to keep your thumb on ones, but there's one right now that I think is potentially coming to a head, or at least coming to court in the next year or two. So that one I'm interested in. Then one's a historical one.
Love that.
Yeah,
I love historical. Those things are the great, 'cause, you know, this town, and I tell this to the tunists all the time, this town is so rich
mm-hmm.
with characters and the way, you know, because I'm working on a piece that's from the 80s, and then another piece that related that goes back into the 60s and 70s, and it's filled with all kinds of incredible characters.
Yeah.
I mean, Philadelphia, listen, we're the first city, right?
I mean,
you know, let's be real, we're the first capital of this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go back to the roots of this whole nation.
And I wish, I always say it, I wish that I was a reporter for Action News in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, I remember growing up and watching, you know, all of the mob wars and all that on the TV, and just thinking, oh my goodness, like, how interesting is all this? And so there is a part of me that wishes I could go back in time and do it in the 90s.
You
or
got the old soul thing.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I know, he's like that. He's
28 going on 60.
Yeah. What's it, last thing, I'm just curious, because you are in some tough situations. You're on the streets.
Yeah.
And you're reporting from, you know, basically ground zero of any kind of, you know, calamity, crime, I mean, you name it. And we're at the perfect time, because the Terminis has come out here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make Annie, and we're talking to the great Annie McCormick from 6ABC. And, of course, Annie is going to have our first taste of the Terminis cannolis and pignoli.
I'll take my favorite, which is a chocolate chip.
Ah, there you go, Tunis. Here we go.
Mm.
Here you go. You're a sweetsman.
Little chocolate one.
There we go. All right. What's it like being in that realm? I mean, day in, day out. I mean, does it wear on you at times?
You know, or do you just love the action of it?
I love the action of it. I obviously do not like when something bad happens to people. You know, a lot of these crimes that we're seeing, they break my heart, you know, especially with all these kids shooting each other. I mean, I really, really wish we could come to a solution for it. But, you know, I think that I love dealing with people, with victims. I learned so much from victims, and I learned so much about how to get through life. Because really, every single day, everybody's just trying to get through the day, right?
Yep.
And I am so thankful for people that let us into their lives, sometimes on their worst days. And, you know, if someone doesn't want to be on camera, no problem. We're here if you need us, you know. And I think that there are some tough times, you know, that it gets a little crazy, but you just keep your cool, keep your head down, you know, and you just keep calm. And when it's a bad situation, I'll probably avoid eye contact, you know, and all that. But I do like when we're at sporting events, because sometimes I'll do sports, when it's like the fans and stuff. And I love that energy. I love the energy
of
politics.
That's what we're about. We love the that Philadelphia positive energy.
Yes, yeah.
That's the beauty. It's almost intoxicating. That Phillies run. I had my whole family there.
Yes.
So it was awesome.
So excited.
Yeah.
So excited. I'm not a huge sports fan. Like, I don't know who all the players are, but I'm a South Jersey girl, so these are my teams. You know, and just the energy and being around it, I love it. So there's more good than bad, probably, I would say. But, you know, there's sometimes things get a little hinky. But, you know, you handle it.
Annie, I got to tell you, this was great. Congratulations on the book. I'm so happy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, okay?
You too. Thanks for having me on.
There she is, the great Annie McCormick from 6ABC. We love her work. We'll come back, and we got still lots to do. The Big Brain's going to come on and give us some selections for Thanksgiving.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
75 The Fanatic.
All right, 1 o'clock live at the Reading Terminal Market. Bustling the day before Thanksgiving 2022. We absolutely love it. It's our favorite broadcast of the year. It's such a Philadelphia broadcast.
Quick World Cup note. Spain 7-0.
I saw that.
Over Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's a route piece. The whole thing. That after Germany loses to Japan.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
All right, we got football tomorrow and football all weekend, Friday, college, and joining us, I had to bug him from his pickleball game. All right, he's the great Big Brain on Brad, our man.
What was the line on his match today?
He covered, because that's what the Big Brain does. He just covers all the time. Big Brain!
Hey, first of all, it was tennis today, and I did not cover. I lost the heartbreaker 8-6.
Oh, man.
I was getting 2.5 games, though. I just realized I did cover.
Oh, you didn't? You covered. You always cover.
Yeah, I was getting 2.5 games. Getting 2.5 games, so it was all good.
That's fantastic. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, because I know you're also a pro pickleballer.
Exactly, man. I'm on the tour.
All right, couple things. One.
Yes, sir.
I need, we got lots of games tomorrow and, you know, Friday, and football is such a big part of Thanksgiving, as you know. And let's start off with tomorrow's slate in the NFL. Anything that tickles your fancy?
You know, Anthony, look, the Bills game is an interesting game. You know, we have a Buffalo team that got to, you know, just play in Detroit last week. I actually think Detroit, though, in my opinion, Buffalo is a little overrated, Anthony. I do. I did take, the line was 10 for a little bit. I did grab the Lions plus 10. I think it's just a little bit too high. I do. I don't like the way Buffalo's been playing recently. I believe that Josh Allen has not been the MVP player we saw the first, you know, 7-8 weeks of the season. These last 3 or 4 weeks, he's been a little mediocre. And I think Detroit's kind of, you know, still, they can score. And they can score. I did play Gabe Davis over 54 yards receiving in this one, Anthony. I thought that line was a little bit too low. I think this game will be a high scoring game, total 54. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I think Buffalo will score in the 30s. I think Detroit can score in the high 20s. I think it's going to be a high scoring game, and I lean to the underdog Lions.
How about the Giants and Cowboys? I think this is too much of an overreaction. I like the Giants in this game, plus the 9.5.
A lot of points, and actually you can even get 10. Anthony, I agree with you. While I do expect Dallas to clearly win the game, that's a lot of points for a team, as you said. We had a perfect confluence of events, right? We had the Giants look absolutely atrocious against Detroit, and we had Dallas have, you know, the best game probably any team's played all season against Minnesota. Look, Anthony, I know I talked to you off air. I think Dallas is probably, I think they're the most talented team in the NFL. I think they're really, really good. But I agree with you. I think this line's a little bit too high, and I think the Giants can keep this one somewhat close. And I do think Tony Pollard's overrunner is a little bit too high. And I think Ezekiel Elliott's a little bit too low. Both these guys usually, Anthony, get around 13 carries a game. They made Pollard's over under 68.5. I mean, he's certainly good enough to do it, but I think that's a lot to get. And Elliott's is only 45.5. I think that's too low. Even though I don't think Elliott's that good of a player, Anthony, he still gets 15 carries a game over that area. I think that's too low. And I bet CeeDee Lamb over 67.5 as well. Those were three props I bet in that game.
Yeah, the reason why the one thing about the Giants, I think they're well coached. I think
very well coached.
Dable gets the most out of them. And I think it's the complete overreaction. And you mentioned the confluence of events, which I think if you're going to play the game, you should always look at that, where you should always look at one team the previous week, if they put up a 40 spot and then the other team loses to a Detroit and gets dominated at home, there's going to be an overreaction. And that's where I think we come in at. How about New England, Minnesota? Same thing. I like Minnesota in the game. I'm curious.
Yes, it's my best game. Yeah, Anthony, yeah, this is my favorite game. I bet Minnesota. Like, I'm really surprised this line is as low as it is. I really, really am. I thought this line would clearly be a field goal. It may be even close. If I knew it was either going to be 2.5 or 3.5, I would have shaded it closer to 3.5. They're basically saying they think these teams are even, or maybe even New England's a little bit better. I personally don't see it that way. I think Minnesota's a slightly better team. And I don't know if New England, I know Judon's great, but I don't know if they have the pass rush that Dallas had to cause all those kind of problems we saw Minnesota have last week. Again, I think this line should be at least 3. Anything less than 3 to me is an automatic play for Minnesota. It's my, out of the three games, it's my favorite bet.
Yeah, mine too. I'm completely with you. All right, Eagles and Packers Sunday night. Where are your thoughts here when you analyze this game?
Easy one for me, Anthony. Again, like, look, there gets to be a point in the NFL season where I think, you know, it's you're done, and I think Green Bay is done.
You think Green Bay's cooked?
I do. I really, really
do.
And I think I really believe that. I do. And, you know, you could still lay 6.5. Maybe definitely 115 juice. But to me, it's very well worth it. I will be surprised. I know we've had Aaron Rodgers sometimes come into the stadium and have some success. But I think Philadelphia is going to win this game by 2 touchdowns. I do.
Wow,
I don't think
that's fantastic. That's
they
good
can't
news.
Stop the
I
run.
Was a little concerned a little bit about it. But I love the fact that you feel that strongly.
Very confident. I think Green Bay is very poor stopping the run. I think the Eagles will have a lot of success offensively in this game. And again, Green Bay, again, I don't like their coaching staff, and I don't think they play to their strengths nearly enough. I think that the way for Green Bay to really win is to use Aaron Jones a lot. They, for whatever reason, choose to not do that. And as long as they keep doing that, they don't have Davante Adams anymore. It's not an explosive offense. I don't think they'll be able to score enough points here to keep up. I think this is going to be a 27-13, 30-14 kind of win for Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia here quite a bit, actually.
Oh, I love it. All right. Anything? I know Michigan, Ohio State is the monster game of the weekend in college football. You are a Michigan man. The battle of 11-0, the winner is going to be in the playoffs. What do you think? It's a 7.5-point line.
Yeah, Anthony, look, it's an interesting game. To me, though, and anyone who's followed Michigan this year knows that Blake Corum is far and away the most valuable, most important player on their team. You know, not that much different than Stroud would be for Ohio State. I know he's a running back versus a quarterback, but if he is limited That's going to really hurt this Michigan team. Now, if he was healthy, I'd lean here Michigan, but I don't think he's, just my gut tells me he's not going to be healthy. I think Ohio State probably wins this game between about 7 and 11. I think it's not a game I'm betting. Again, if Quorum, I felt confident he was healthy, I would grab the 7.5, but without him, I just don't have enough confidence in this team's offense to score. I do probably have a lean here to the under because I don't trust Michigan enough. I just don't trust them to score many points here. If we have a limited quorum and the over-under is around 57, and I think Michigan's defense is good enough to keep Ohio State from not scoring, like, you know, 35, 40 points.
Is there any, do you like any other games? Let's look at the NFL. Is there any other games that stand out to you that you would advise people to look at?
Yeah, well, again, I bet Jacksonville getting 4.5 against Baltimore. I love Jacksonville as the role of an underdog, not so much as a favorite, but I really love them in the role of an underdog. And Baltimore, I think, is an overrated team. I know they had that game against the other night against New Orleans on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, and they're like, oh, this is a Super Bowl team. This is not, in my opinion, I don't think they're near a Super Bowl team. I don't think they have anywhere near that kind of offense. Lamar has been, again, after a pretty fast start, it's been very mediocre for 7 games in a row now. I think Jacksonville, I think it's a 50-50 game, actually. I mean, my numbers made this game 2.5, but I'm clearly more high on Jacksonville and not as high on Baltimore as the market is. I think that's going to be a close game, Anthony. I really, really do. And I would say that would probably be, and I like the Eagles, which we talked about, Anthony. I like Minnesota. They were probably my three best games. I like Washington giving 3, but that's up to 4.5, so it's a completely different bet now. I can't recommend that number. And I do think Tampa Bay at 3.5, maybe a little bit too high. Cleveland's actually, Anthony, in their 7 losses, 5 of them, they've been right there to the way end. And this is the team that easily, you know, Minnesota could have easily been 5-5 instead of 8-2. To me, Cleveland could be 8-2 instead of 3-7. They've lost a lot of close games. I think that'll be another close game.
I like it. Listen, Brad, have a happy Thanksgiving, buddy. All right, to you and your family. We really appreciate it. We love you, buddy. You do such great work.
I love you, buddy. Good luck to everyone out there. Thanks, Anthony, for having me on. Good luck to everyone out there this week.
There he is, the big brain on Brad, our man, Brad Feinberg, with our NFL and college plays. All right, we'll also give you some more a little later on. But I want to tell you, listen, we have 2 special broadcasts on the holidays that we absolutely love, that we really enjoy tuning
in. Yeah, and thank God they're spaced out.
Yeah.
I think I read.
You're kind of in a food coma right now?
Yeah, because I challenge myself. I make sure to eat all of it. And I do, and I have. Remember, I ate before the show even started.
Yeah, I don't know how you
And there's honestly. 1 course left, and I think I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to save room for the beer. That's the only other
problem. Yeah, I know. I hear you, buddy. We do.
More.
We do. Well, thank you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Joey Paul.
I love him. Here's the thing. We do a Feast of the 7 Fishes event.
Yes.
And this is an incredible. It's very near and dear to my heart. We have a gathering of our listeners, and we do a luncheon. We have the show, and afterwards, we do our Feast of the 7 Fishes. And when you have that kind of meal, and it's a very Italian-American tradition that goes to Italy, and we love this tradition. You know, I make it at home at Christmas Eve for my family, and you need good wine.
Yes, you do.
And our presenter of the Feast of the 7 Fishes, they did it last year, and I'll tell you, I had the wine. I have not gone back. This is amazing.
I bought a bottle last week.
Dude, it's the great. I'm constantly buying it. It's the greatest. Baroni Fini Wines. And it's a great family vineyard in Italy, northern Italy. It's an amazing wine. I mean, oh, my God. And this year, we're going to have the Baroni Fini Pinot Grigio, which is amazing. The Baroni Fini Merlot, which is amazing for the pasta dish. It's just tremendous, and it's great. It's family-owned. And I got to meet Gioia.
Yes.
All right? And her mom.
They were fantastic.
My main man, Giovanni. He got stuck in Italy, could not make it over. I got him on the line right now. Giovanni, come sta?
Buonasera, Antonio. Come stai te?
I got to tell you, first of all, your family's delightful. your sister, your mom.
Thank you.
We had such a great time. We missed you, but we had such a great time with each other.
Well, they love you. They love you, and I would love you a lot more if you came to Rome to visit me. I want to tell everybody listening to this program that Anthony is spending a lot of money calling me on my Italian phone. I'm speaking to everyone from Italy in Rome, and it is fairly late in the evening at 7:15 here because we're 6 hours ahead. And so I'm having my glass of Pinot Grigio while we are talking.
Nice.
But Anthony, my sister Joya is totally in love with you, as well as my mother. And the reason I'm speaking to you with such a perfect American accent is because my mother's American. She was born and raised in the U.S., and I could only, it's my mother tongue. As I grew up in Italy, I only spoke English with my mother. In fact, she didn't speak a lot of Italian, so it was a great excuse to only speak English with her.
And I love it, because you're attached to here, too, because your mom is from Delaware, and which is right in our area. We are the Delaware Valley, and it's right in our area, and it was so great to hang out. I got to tell you, I missed you, man. I was really looking forward to it, and just kind of giving you a big hug. Your wine is spectacular. I mean,
thank you, Anthony.
Seriously, it's tremendous.
That's so wonderful to hear you say that. I hope that you do make it to Italy to visit me. Otherwise, I will come to Philadelphia and knock on your door when you least expect it. And hopefully next year I can schedule me coming to the United States for the next, the eighth annual Feast of the Seven Fishes, because this year is the seventh.
Well, it's funny. We are going to Italy, and I'll give you, we're actually going to take some people from Philadelphia to Italy in July. So this coming summer of 23. Ooh. So you are on the stop, man. We got to hang, all right? Without a doubt.
Absolutely. You've got to give me those dates, and I'll be here. Absolutely. I wanted to tell you that since we last spoke a year ago, the U.S., let's call it wine, the world of wine, has changed a little bit. It's become more and more dominated by big national brands. And as you said, we are a family company. We've been around. My family's been making wine for over 500 years. The name Baron is actually an Italian aristocratic title. So Baron Fini is our last name. So my last name is Fini, and my sister's last name is Fini. She married a nice American boy, so she has two last names, Fini and Brophy. But and basically, we're all about family, and we are all about tradition, just like the seven fishes. Basically, it passes on from generation to generation, our winery, and I literally inherited the winery 25 years ago, along with my sister. And we pride ourselves with really producing the most natural, healthy white wine possible. And there is no human manipulation in this Pinot Grigio when you drink it, because our Pinot Grigio comes from where Pinot Grigio originates. In other words, Pinot Grigio was born in our area, in the Val d'Adige area. Whereas most other Pinot Grigios have to be manipulated. They have to add acid to make it taste crisp and fresh, and they balance that with sugar. We have no sugar. In fact, if you put a splash of our Pinot Grigio on your mother's pasta and crab sauce, just a splash while it's cooking, it might even add a little bit to it.
I thank you, because I will be doing that Christmas Eve. I mean, I gotta tell you, and that it's so picturesque, because where your winery, your estate is in northern Italy, Alto Adige, which is in the shadows of the Dolomites, right? I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful region up north that is so distinctive and just a just beautiful. I mean, the natural beauty. I mean, I can only imagine you spending time up there and seeing and just waking up every day to that setting.
Oh, it's beautiful. In fact, I'm the reason I can't come this year to the feast is because I have to go up to the winery on business. But let me tell you, there's a little bit of business and a lot of fun up there. At this time of year, it's one of the most beautiful areas in the world to ski in. All around, you could almost ski directly into our vineyards. We're not that close to the ski slopes, but we are very close. We're surrounded by ski resorts all over the place. And it's very dramatic landscape. There's a beautiful river in our valley floor, and our vineyards are the sides of the mountains, literally terraced. And all the grapes have to be hand-picked. It's a lot of work to produce our Pinot Grigio. It's a huge amount of work, but it's a huge amount of pride. And we are not giving up. I'm not going to be the guy after 500 years.
You can't mess
who
it up.
Drops the ball. The pressure is on.
That's right. That is fantastic. Gee, I got to tell you, what a pleasure. God bless you and your family. All right. And we'll be talking because I want to call you before Christmas to, absolutely, you know, wish you on the dial and
Anthony,
the whole thing.
Thank you. You are a wonderful human being. I look forward to the day that I get to meet you in person and give you a huge hug.
I look forward
to it. And happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners.
Thank
I
you,
wish
brother.
I were there.
We wish so, too. So we'll thank be seeing you. You soon. Here he is. Thanks, G. We appreciate it, buddy. That's G. That is Giovanni Bone Martini from Baroni Fini Wines. He's the president. And great. I mean, just amazing family. And make sure you get some for Thanksgiving. You got to bring the wine for Thanksgiving. So we will have the Baroni Fini wine. Don't forget our 7th annual Feast of the Seven Fishes. You want to hang out with us. Presented by Baroni Fini Wine. It's Wednesday, December 7th. Riverwinds. It's right on the water in West Effort. It's beautiful. All right. And during the broadcast, we're going to have a wine tasting hosting by the team at Baroni Fini Wine. After the broadcast, we'll celebrate with our 7 fish menu, each course paired with Baroni Fini Wine. The price is only $64 per person. It's all inclusive. Tickets are limited, so you got to call Riverwinds today. All right. 856-579-7900. 856-579-7900. That's Riverwinds.
And let me just say this, $64. It's an incredible deal for this.
Yeah, well.
Because you eat a ton.
Yeah.
And you can drink a ton.
Yeah.
I had a show that night last year, so I had to behave.
Yeah.
Questionably. But yeah, dude, $64, totally worth it.
Well, look, here's your first course. You ready? Oysters with shrimp cocktail, clams on a half shell with the Baroni Fini Pinot Grigio.
Beautiful.
Second course. The fried calamari, seared ahi tuna, sautéed mussel, wine pairing, Baroni Fini Alto Pinot Grigio. And the third course is our pasta crab in honor of my mother's recipe with the Baroni Fini Merlot.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's a lot of fun. So we're going to, that's our Feast of the Seven Fishes. So we'd love you to be a part of that. All right, we are live. Still one more segment to hang. I want to open up the phones and wish as many people as we can a happy Thanksgiving. So you can reach us at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We've had so much fun here at the Reading Terminal Market today. It is a beautiful, as we usher in Thanksgiving 2022.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to the Anthony Gargano Show, live from the Reading Terminal Market for the day before Thanksgiving broadcast on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
All right, welcome back to the Reading Terminal Market, a Philadelphia staple as we usher in Thanksgiving 2022. Loving it all, man. It's just a, what a great day. Good to see all of our friends.
Awesome day.
You know, Damon come by, June come by, of course, Jerry L., all the great people hanging out here.
Got the great squads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm glad that no food has been brought to me in the last half hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You done?
I'm settling in.
You settling a little bit? Yeah. Now you got beers to drink.
Well, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to stop. And so I'm glad. But if something was brought to me, I would have devoured it.
Dude, I got to tell you, you're impressive. You really are.
Listen,
like,
man.
You know, you have... And you know what's funny about you? You eat anything.
Yes.
God bless you. Like, my grandmother would go nuts over you. Because she would just want to feed you all day.
Yeah.
And you like, see, to me, I'm a little, you know, a little picky.
No, I'm not.
I don't like all the...
I'm not hot, cold.
Like, there's sauces, and I'm, you know...
Hot, cold, condiment, no condiment, meat, no meat. I'll eat it.
Yeah. There was some great stuff that we had today.
Oh, dude, everything was fantastic. Yeah. That cheesesteak sausage.
I don't know where that came from. What the hell
was
that? Was incredible.
Amazing.
It was this cheesesteak shaped like a sausage, and it was incredible.
Well, I've told you about the Lithuanian dish.
You should sell that. You can make a fortune selling
that. Well, that's the thing. The Lithuanian dish, it's potatoes and bacon stuffed inside a sausage casing. So it makes sense.
You can
really put anything inside a sausage casing,
right?
It's
the same thing.
But
yeah.
I've never thought about doing an already delicious item, a cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Inside a sausage casing.
Yeah, guess what? That's a strong move. That's a strong move, right? I mean, seriously. That was unbelievable. And then the Cooper Sharp inside.
Yeah, well, that's key, man.
With the
Cooper Sharp.
Yeah, yeah. That's a mighty cool thing.
Good thing I'm eating as much tomorrow. Thanksgiving.
I know you are, cuz. You're ready to rock and roll.
And then I'm going into hibernation.
Well, listen, you can't. It's the holiday. So, you know, come January 3rd. Right? What is it? January 4th is the... What's the Because
the second?
I don't believe in that first day back to work. And because New Year's is a Sunday,
yeah,
that means Monday is
the
second
company holiday.
So the Spartan way of life is begins January 3rd.
Okay, that's cutting season.
Yeah, that's when we got to go Spartan.
Until beach season.
Until Philly spring training.
Until Philly sports trips, yeah. God, look good on the beach.
You know, so that's your schedule. You
all know? Right. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, let's go. We got about 12 minutes to 15 minutes left in the program. So I want to try to talk to as many people as possible. 610-632-0975. Let's start with our buddy across the pond getting ready for the big match on Black Friday, Sam from England. Sammy, are you nervous?
No, I'm confident.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, no, do you know what? There's been some upsets, hasn't there? So, and my thing is, and I've always said this, it's one-off games. Anything can happen, right? So you see it in the NFL playoffs, see it in other parts of sports as well, so... There's a chance you could sneak a win, but I'm confident we get the win. Yeah,
you're confident. What do you think? What do you think of the USA? Like, do they got any kind of shot? Like, look, seriously, England's ridiculous. I mean, they hit the Premier League's on the squad.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that if you didn't do a stupid tackle on Bale, that was a win for the USA, and they looked solid at the time. So. You know, I didn't think the Sixers were going to win last night against the Nets, and we did. So, you know, it's a similar situation. You've got the big guns in, you know. We've got our Kevin Durant and our Kyrie Irving playing, you know, and Harry Kane.
I actually can tell you, Ducker. And I got my main tunes is my... As my witness, I thought they were going to win.
He said the Sixers would win, yeah.
You did. I remember you saying they were going to cover last night. I wish I listened to you instead of betting on the Nets, but there we go. That was a violation on my part, but... Yeah, anyway, guys, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. You know, we don't always celebrate it, but I kind of do because of all my friends and family in Philadelphia that I've made over the years, you know, from my Facebook groups and you guys and all my friends there. So I hope you enjoy the next couple of days, but not Friday. And if you want to do a bet, I'm happy to do a bet with you that we could do over the air.
Okay, so, let's do it. Let's go. We'll go. So, you know, Tunis and I got Team USA. We'll take it. So whatever it is, you gotta, you know, we'll do one of those, you know, England, you know, the America things. All right, whatever it is,
if I,
you know, cultural bet.
If I they played a song on Monday. You have to sit. You have to play. Tunis has to play. It's Coming Home. It's a World Cup song that we have. And
okay.
If USA win, I'll sing your national
anthem. You sing,
anthem,
yeah, on the air. God I want you to sing God Bless America on the air.
I'll sing God Bless America. There we go.
All right, you got to learn the lyrics, okay?
I love it. I watch this before every you know, when I watch baseball. I know it. I know it. I know it.
Yeah, I know. Listen, you're one of us, so, you know. You're like, yeah, you're like half of an agent. You're like, you know what I mean?
I am.
You know, you're half a spy. If I, what's the location of like the British intelligence? It's a street. What's it called?
MI6.
No, I know, but it's on the street. It's what's the address?
It's that secret. I don't know the street.
It's that what?
I don't know. It's that secret.
No, it's famous in London. It's a famous, like, whatever.
MI6 Street.
Whatever. It's
yeah,
whatever.
That's where I'm based. I'm keeping it quiet so you don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to know.
They were looking for you, man. Sammy, listen, we love you, buddy. Thanks, man. Enjoy the match, brother.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy. Take it easy. My man, come here, Art. Spectre, get over here.
Dude, I love this.
I got to, listen, I told him to come by and we're going to get the people
just
in a second.
Just want
to
shake his hand. Quality work.
But man, Spectre Art is tremendous. This guy, what are you doing? This guy is supremely talented.
I remember when I first saw this, I was like, shit, this is wild.
Look at this, guys. Yo, guys, look at this. Look at my man painted. Look at this thing. This is an epic, epic painting. Sarah, how about it? Isn't this awesome? This is an Eagles, like a tribute to the Eagles franchise. And it starts, dude, talk about your piece, man. This is unbelievable. I first saw it. In fact, Nikos from Colonial Marble and Granite has it in his boardroom. Yeah. And I went, what is that? He went, dude, come here. I'm going to show it to you. Tell us about this.
Is this thing working? Yep. Yeah, so last year I had the opportunity to create a massive project. Somebody commissioned it from me. And guys, just a huge Eagles fan, loves the birds. And it was a dream of mine to create something like this that commemorates the entire history of the Eagles. You know what I mean? From the beginning all the way up to the Super Bowl year. And it took about 2 years to make, start to finish. All the research had went to it, all the time of just thinking through where everybody should be, who's in it, who's not. And this is the result. And the original piece, I don't know if Nico showed you, it's 15 feet.
Yep.
So this guy literally has it in his man cave.
Dude, it's in his office. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's amazing. And you have all the little details. Like, you could see the score from the Super Bowl, right? You know, you see, I mean, all kinds of...
I see Trot doing the axe chop.
Yeah, you
had
all kinds of things on the little details that you added that only a true Eagle man would know.
Yes, you got to be a true Birds fan to know all the details, a lot of which I didn't even know from back in the day. I really had to do my research, and it was cool because now I feel like I'm a true Eagles historian after doing this thing. I mean, I learned a lot.
Yeah, you go from Bednarik,
yep.
Right, and the 60 title team all the way to the current Super Bowl team.
Yes. Yes, 41 players, coaches. I even got Swoop in there too.
Yeah,
hidden in the back there. Merrill, I had to put Merrill Reese in there.
Yeah,
he just has such a big impact.
You even got Wentz hiding in the back too.
Yes, and that's the thing too is like even to this day, there's so many comments I get like people either hate him or love him, and I feel like he was a pivotal contributor to them winning that Super Bowl.
11-2.
He has to be in there. You know what I mean? Despite what came after that. He deserves to be in there, and that was, like, actually a pretty tricky part because initially, before all the stuff happened, he was actually more in the forefront or actually towards the end of the piece running almost out. So it would have been, like, a laughing point, not look good, you know.
Right,
so
right.
I
That's
changed
smart.
His position.
I love your edit. It's a great piece, man. What's your – people want to go check it out. In fact, my man Johnny DeKay's got one in his King Cave. What's your website?
So my website is spectresportsart.com. That's SPECTOR, sportsart.com. I saw prints and canvases of a lot of the work that I make.
You did a Sixer one, too.
Yeah, yep, it's
Which
right down
outrageous.
Here.
Which is outrageous.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, not everybody wants to buy an original painting, so I love to offer just something that can go in the office.
A little more affordable, right?
Yes. So, and even this year we have a pop-up holiday shop in Tinseltown.
Oh, really?
Wells Fargo. Yeah,
fantastic,
I was just there earlier,
dude.
Helping set up. So that'll be exciting. And my Instagram too is at Spectre_Art. Instagram, Twitter. So I'm always putting out new work. A lot of Philly stuff, obviously.
You got any Phillies?
A ton of Phillies, and yeah. I was sitting there waiting, hoping they were gonna win everything. And now I still want to do.
You have a similar, you know, kind of arc of the franchise.
So somebody already did that part. Jamie Cooper, a very famous artist from Australia, did the Phillies
inside
dream
the
scene.
Clubhouse.
Inside
right?
the
yeah,
clubhouse.
Yeah.
He's actually a mentor of mine. He's like an OG artist. He's like
that's
twice
awesome.
My age. He's always been like kind of helping mold me into an artist. And
very
I
cool.
actually came to him years ago when I wanted to do this, just to kind of get his blessing on what to do, how to do it, you know. And you know, now we have a great relationship. So he did the Phillies dream scene. So I did this. I did the Sixers one, which was another really just awesome opportunity as somebody commissioned a mural. And I was like, well, I gotta make it bigger than what he wanted. I got to take it to another level. So, yeah.
Dude, incredible. I mean, you are supremely talented. You know,
I appreciate
it. I love to highlight, you know, local Philadelphians, local people from Delaware Valley who have incredible talent, especially in the arts. And dude, tremendous.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. We really appreciate it. I'm glad you came by.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted
me
you
out.
To come over and tell, because, you know, this stuff's beautiful, man. People need to
appreciate
see it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Beck. Good job, dude. Karate Mark says hello.
Appreciate it, man. Oh, and I talked to Joe Marone on the way down, too, ironically.
Oh.
he said, you'll be commissioning me for your movie.
The counselor.
So he told me to tell you that. He said, tell Gargone that you're going to be commissioning me for a movie. So I don't know what the movie's going to be, but I'm excited.
Oh, hopefully. All right. Say a prayer. All right. Hey, it's not done yet.
Yeah,
this is the Phillies one, by the way.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen this. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's an every box suite in the stadium. Yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. Incredible. All right. Thank you, brother. Great stuff. Let's hit to some people before we leave. G-Mama. Hello, G Mama. Happy Thanksgiving.
I wanted to call you. Mallory and I are off doing errands, and we wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you two guys and your families. Happy birthday, Andrew, to your wife.
Thank you.
For the baby. And, hey, Anthony, you called it with those Sixers. They won last night, and Simmons didn't even get a three.
That was great. And like usual, he disappeared in the fourth quarter, turned into a ghost, vanished, ran away like he always does in the fourth quarter.
Anthony, say hi to Mallory.
Hey, Mal. How are you, sweetheart? You know it. You're a great sports fan. Listen.
Anthony, I love that the Eagles are. I don't know why everyone's so upset with them, so they lost. Big deal. And I think that the coach is a little crazy, but I like that too.
Yes. Yes. We like that a lot. Thank you, G-Mama. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. I got to get, we're getting kicked out, but I want to get my man BG up
this
here.
This festive.
From the meat deep of the streets, our man Black Gritty. Happy Thanksgiving, Gritty.
God will tell you wobble, brother. I just wanted to say thankful for you and the young Thundercat. What you just did right there, giving that dude a shout out, like, you have no idea. You guys are the goat. I'm thankful for y'all, what y'all do for the people out here all the time, and giving people traffic and love, and you're always appreciative. I mean, you're in there doing a show. You stop and do the show, doing photos, stuff like that. So I'm thankful for you guys. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, and save some food for CVS out there, young Thundercat. You eat everything. Make sure my baby eats first, all right, brother? Make sure my baby eats first. I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. God will tell you wobble. Ben still sucks. Love you guys.
Gobble to you wobble. Love it, BG.
I'm wobbling.
You're wobbling?
I'm wobbling, man.
You wobble, wobble, wobble.
Whew.
That is fantastic.
I shouldn't have worn jeans today. That was a mistake.
Oh, you should have went with this.
I should have went with the sweats. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm doing when I get home is changing.
Oh, you're not gonna leave it, dude. We got.
That's why I said when I get home.
Yeah, we got beer.
Well, but I'll walk some of it off. I got to do my shopping.
Yeah, all right.
You know, that's my contributions to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well,
ready to turn my market.
All right. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for being a part of this. We love it. It's special. and we think you guys are special. So we love you. We wish you guys and your families a happy Thanksgiving. Blessed, all right? And have fun, eat, and be merry. We love you guys. Stay tuned. Best show ever coming up next. And we'll see you on Monday. Go Birds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.